Accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Lansing Lugnuts baseball is on the air from Lake County. Hello and welcome into East Lake, Ohio and Classic Park. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And it is time for some Midwest League action. Adam, good to see you with me. Oh, here's all that you missed. The Lugnuts winning 3-1 and 4-1 in two crisp wins to open up this series.
Yeah, great to be here, Jesse. You've been holding it down pretty well over here in East Lake, Ohio, huh? Lugnuts winning games on the road and off to a great start in this series. Pitching it very well, I see.
I'm doing my best, you know, making the bed, making sure that everything is nice and tidy. But it's been all about the pitching. After David Leal went out there and fired six innings of two-hit, one unearned run baseball and the series opener, yesterday was Joey Estes, who fired five shutout innings. He struck out six, and then a three-run seventh inning broke a 1-1 tie. Brian Dwellbaugh hitting his first home run of the year. It was another great day for Brett Harris, a strong pitching performance by the bullpen. Adam, this is what we've been waiting to see from this Lugnuts team throughout 2022.
I feel like we've kind of belabored this point, not just this year, but for the last couple of years. But the recipe for Lugnuts success and baseball in general, get off that good starting pitcher performance. You got that yesterday.
Yeah.
Obviously got good shutdown from the bullpen. And then getting off to a good start and getting a lead. The Lugnuts have been excellent this season when they score first.
It's going to be interesting to see how today goes now, because Hogan Harris gets the ball for his second start. We do not anticipate that he'll go all that deep. And then Grant Holman, who you could make an easy case, has been the Lugnuts' best starting pitcher this season, will follow him.
Yeah, and for Hogan Harris, you know, it's going to be his second opportunity. He looked really good in his first outing's first inning and then had some struggles, came out, obviously coming back from some injuries and trying to get the feel for things here in 2022. So I think he's kind of a guy that is a wild card. If he can, you know, get some steam here and go a couple of innings for you, that's great. But if not, good to know that since the strike zone has been really good to start the year.
A big-time strikeout pitcher as well. On the other side, really intriguing tandem unit going for Lake County. We've got Lenny Torres, who I believe was taken 41st overall in the draft a couple of years ago, and then Tommy John sidelined him for 2019, trying to get up to where he was as a phenom as a high schooler. He'll be followed by the fifth rounder, Mason Hickman. So you've got the youth and the talented arm, and then the experienced Vandy Commodore.
I mean, you know, when you play the captains, you're going to be getting pitched typically the starter against a guy that was selected either in the first, second, or third round recently.
Yeah.
We're seeing it again today. Now, not as recent, this one going back to the 2018 round, but you're right. He was the competitive balance round pick, 41st overall, Lenny Torres, the 23-year-old. But he's going to make his third start today, and the Lugnuts, again, hoping that they can get off to a good start against him and get some early runs for their two tandem pitchers.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow a doubleheader, and we will see the 2021 Cleveland Guardians first-rounder and second-rounder Gavin Williams and Doug Nikhazy again. But you know what? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, Adam.
Second time around should be better than the first, right? That's
it
what they say?
Is. Always. Well, up next, you will hear from Lansing Lugnuts catcher Matt Cross, who is from Buffalo, New York. And so just to tease this for you, the very first question I asked him was, is he a member of Bill's Mafia? That's up next. This is Lansing Lugnuts pregame. Glad to have you along with us, riding up to first pitch at 6:35.
All right, crew, let's get it done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts catcher Matt Cross, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. You're from Buffalo. Are you a member of Bills Mafia?
I am not, unfortunately. I am just... I'm actually a Patriots fan.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I think I was a little kid, and I was watching like a Bills-Patriots game, and the Patriots just rolled them. So I was just like, you know what? They're a better team. I'm going to like them better. So I've just been a Patriots fan my whole life. I mean, I just never really liked the Bills.
How did you become a catcher?
That was from early age. I remember playing literally with my dad. He was my coach. And he was just like, hey, Matt, you want to go throw on the gear and get behind the plate? And I was just like, all right, sure. You know, been a catcher ever since I was like 10 years old, you know. Maybe a little on and off here in high school. Played a little outfield, pitch, third base. College played a little third base and everything. But catcher was always in like the arsenal. And it was always like probably one of the best things I was doing.
You got to want to be a catcher, though. You've got to embrace it, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. There's nothing like being a catcher. The beat down, you know, the long games, the mental toughness, everything about it is just, you want to be back there. And if you don't want to be back there, then it's going to be a long day for you.
Do you have a favorite part of it?
If you and the pitcher are on the same exact page and the game just goes so smoothly and, you know, there's no bumps, no hiccups in the road, nothing can get better than the right feeling at the end of the day when you can, you know, just sit back, relax, knowing that you caught a good game, called a good game, and the pitcher did a really good job too.
You've had guys on this Lugnuts team. You worked with them before Lansing last year in Stockton, and you bounced around to different levels, so you've worked with a bunch of guys. Who are the guys that you've developed great rapport with?
Kumar Nambiar. I mean, I've lived with him since 2019 in AZL, so me and him, we go way back, and... you know, a lot of the guys in Stockton last year, like Grant Judkins, Jake Walkinshaw, all those guys, you know, we're really close. So every single time we're catching each other, I'm catching them, they're pitching to me. It's just like we're on the same game plan, and it's just so easy to get along with those guys.
You're part of this huge Settlers of Catan game. Who introduced who to Settlers of Catan?
So Kumar introduced me and Jake Walkinshaw to Catan. And we have been playing it every single day, either three or four times a day. Everyone's been winning. It's one of the best games I've ever played. I found out about it 3 weeks ago, and I was just like, "What is this game? Like, it's like a knockoff Monopoly." But no, it's actually one of my most favorite game now.
It's better than Monopoly.
In my sense, yes, it is better than Monopoly. I'll play that all day long. It is so fun.
I want to go back a bit. What led you to Niagara?
I was close to there. It was about a 15-minute drive, and I didn't really have any offers out of high school. So, you know, the coach, he just called me one day, and he was like, "Hey, Matt, I have a spot for you if you want to come by. You know, we're gonna be happy to have you." And so I was just like, "Yeah, you know what? Close to home, good school. They're known for being a powerhouse JUCO." So I was just like, "Yeah, let's go do it." Had a great time there for my 2 years. Almost we came in second place in the World Series for JUCO. And, yeah, I had a great time there. It was so fun.
Did you think that minor league baseball was going to be your next step?
I kind of had a sense of it towards the end of the season for my sophomore year. But it was still like 50-50. It was either I go to college or I go play pro. And my agent asked me if I was ready to become a pro, and I said, "Yeah, let's do it." So, and then now here I am. I think it's my fifth year. So,
where were you when you got that call?
I was laying in my bed, actually. Nobody was home. I was just relaxing. And, my agent called me. Boom. And that was it. I said, "Yeah, sure, let's go." And then funny thing is that my brother actually came into the room right after that. And I was like, "Hey, man, I just got drafted." And he was just like, "Oh, sweet. By the way, here's a video I wanted to show you." I thought it was funny.
Older or younger brother?
Older brother.
Did he play ball at all?
Yeah, so he actually went into the Army right after high school for 4 years. And the best thing about it is, so he's 5 years older than me. So the best thing about it is that after our freshman year of college, he transferred to the same JUCO as I did. So he was the pitcher, I was a catcher, and it was unbelievable. I've never played with, like, never played on the same team as him my whole life, and I was just like, "Yo, this is sick." Like, we actually got to, you know, pitch to each other, and we our freshman year, we actually rival schools. So he pitched against me when we were playing each other. We only had one at bat against each other, but it was a walk. Yeah, I know.
On a 3-2 pitch?
No, it was. I think it was 3-1 or something like that.
He pitched around you.
He argues that the umpire didn't have like a lot of awareness of the zone. He said there was a lot of strikes, and I was just like, "Hey, man, it's a walk in the book, all right."
Lansing Lugnuts catcher Matt Cross. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strasser, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season. Feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Getting ready for first pitch out here in East Lake, Ohio at Classic Park with Jesse Goldberg Strassler. I'm Adam Jackson. Let's get you the starting lineups, beginning with the visitors, the Lansing Lugnuts, coming in at 6-11 thanks to two straight wins to open up this series. Johnny Butler leads off in center. Jack Winkler bats second, plays third. Tyler Soderstrom, the catcher, hitting third. A Uribiel Angeles is in the cleanup spot playing shortstop. Lawrence Butler is in right field batting fifth. Patrick McCall is the first baseman, swinging sixth. Brian Puelvas, the DH, batting seventh. Saheed Valenzuela, second baseman, and hitting eighth. And Gabriel Maciel rounds out the order in left field. Butler, Winkler, Soderstrom, Angeles, Butler, McCall, Puelvas, Valenzuela, and Maciel. And we will get you the other starting lineup for the Lake County Captains, but first, we've got the teams coming out of the dugouts, captains in the home whites, and the Lugnuts in those road blacks with the black caps and the gray pants. And it looks like Riverside Baseball, a whole group down here to sing us our national anthem before the third game of six here on the east side of Ohio. Riverside Elementary with a great rendition of the national anthem. Okay, for the Lake County Captains, coming in 7-10, Joe Naranjo leads off at first base. Christian Cairo is the DH, batting second. Petey Halpin is swinging third and playing center field. John Kenzie Noel hits cleanup and plays third base. Angel Martinez, the fifth batter, playing shortstop. Jonathan Rodriguez in left field, swinging sixth. Raynell Delgado hits seventh and plays second. Zach Fascia behind the plate hitting eighth, and Connor Cox in right field to round out the order. Naranjo, Cairo, Halpin, Noel Martinez, Rodriguez, Delgado, Fascia, and Cox. Hogan Harris against Lenny Torres. And with the call of the game, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam, thank you so much. It is 51 degrees right now in East Lake, Ohio. It feels like it's 47, but the sun is shining down. And currently the shadow of the stadium itself has stretched out between the home plate circle and the pitcher's mound. The Lake County Captains are going through their defensive paces. And here is that Lake County defense. In the outfield, Rodriguez in left, Halpin in center, and in right field, it's Cox. Around the infield, at first base, Naranjo, it's Martinez, and at third base, Noel. The catcher, Fascia. And the man on the mound, the right-hander out of Poughkeepsie, who was drafted out of high school, 41st overall 4 years ago. It is Lenny Torres who gets the ball today.
A 23-year-old right-hander with a fastball, slider, and a changeup. He's got an ERA to start the year of 3. This will be his third start, 5 2/3 so far, and he's given up 6 runs, but only 2 have been earned, both home runs. He's also walked 6, struck out 7, and he gets the ball today to open up against the Lugnuts in this third game.
Johnny Butler, Jack Winkler, and Tyler Soderstrom will be the 3 to oppose him to begin matters. Our home plate umpire is Emma Charlesworth-Sealer. The bases umpire is Brian Van Franken. Let's say you want to contact Adam or myself. You can find Adam Jaxa at ADAMJAKSA at Adam Jaxa. And for me, it's at J Goldstress, JGOLDSTRASS. The email address for the broadcast booth, JGoldstress@LansingLugnuts.com. Here comes Johnny Butler, the Lugnuts wearing their road black shirts. The white number on the back outlined in gray. It says Lugnuts across the front of the chest in silver, road gray pants, black piping, black helmet for Johnny Butler as he steps in. And Adam, you don't know this, but the Lugnuts this year have road gray uniforms as well. Wore them in the opener, not yesterday, not today. First pitch. It's a fastball that rides up and in, ball one. We're underway at 6:33 p.m. Eastern Time. We are early.
Well, you just dropped a bomb on me on the opening pitch.
Oh, road grays. Next pitch. That is called a strike by Charlesworth-Sealer on the inside corner to Johnny Barrels. Johnny Butler, the left-handed hitter against the righty Torres. Torres faces home, left hip toward the catcher, dealing. That's inside. I'll count 2 balls and 1 strike. It's a delivery reminiscent of David Price. There's no full windup. It is just the side to the catcher, the back to the first baseman, Naranjo, the step back, the leg kick, the pitch. Bouncing in.
He's got a stature that looks like David Price, too, just to kind of complete the look.
Johnny Butler hitting 343 this year. Does he get a pitch to swing at here? He does, and he fouls it off over the netting. And the count is run full on the first batter of the ballgame. Here's the other thing about Johnny. Only 3 walks, but also only 6 strikeouts. He's been putting it into play and meeting with a lot of success. He has earned this 3-2 pitch from Torres. Lined foul down the left side. And we will see another pitch during this very first plate appearance. Whenever folks talk about a baseball going from sunlight to shade, like it is right now, Torres dealing from the sun into the shadows, you would think that would hurt the batter. Butler grounds this pitch down to the right side. Second baseman Delgado picks it up and dishes over to Naranjo at number one. And the end for Johnny Butler was a 7-pitch at-bat leading to a ground out. One up, one gone, but Jack Winkler got to see all those offerings, and he'll bat next. Lenny Torres against Winkler. Home plate umpire Emma Charlesworth-Sealer gave the quick signal to the clock operator. And now we're ready. Winkler yesterday was 1-for-4 with a single. The first pitch. Over his head. Okay, ball one.
Well, that was eventful.
Huh. His single yesterday came in the 7th inning, and it followed Brett Harris with a leadoff walk in the 7th. The pitch. Fouled off at home plate. That rattled the umpire and the catcher. One ball, one strike. And that was followed up by a fly out to right field by Lázaro Armenteros that moved Harris from second to third. And then a Jared McDonald sack fly, bringing in Harris. And the Lugnuts broke a 1-1 tie. And Adam, that was a lot of fun. And then Brian Brobas homered. That brought in Winkler. And there was your final total, 4-1 Lugnuts 1. The pitch up and in nearly hit him. And two balls and one strike. Righty winds and throws. Breaking ball tapped foul at home plate. Two balls and two strikes on the men wearing number 2, Winkler. I am expecting Winkler, Adam, to get better and better as this year goes on. Statistically speaking, but especially the plate appearances. His batting average right now is 184. 2-2. Hit in the air to right field. Connor Cox backs up. He's at the warning track. He's got the catch in front of the wall. Two down. I think that's a good example, right? That's a good plate appearance for Winkler and good contact, but an 0-for-1 result.
Sometimes you have the memory of how small this ballpark is, but then you don't remember it as well until you see that first fly ball and realize, wow, that was well struck, but nearly that quick a home run to get out here. Good swing by Winkler.
The Lake County pitchers have allowed 10 home runs this year. Tyler Soderstrom, speaking of a home run hitter, steps in. And with the music still playing, he takes the ball high. And the Charlesworth Sealer quickly waves back to say, cut the music.
You can't cut off Miley Cyrus. I mean,
that's apparently they agree with you in the control room. Two outs, nobody on, 1-0. Right in there for a called strike from Torres.
Our music just hits like a wrecking ball, Jesse.
Tyler Soderstrom, a couple of home runs. Game one of the doubleheader last Saturday against Fort Wayne. Hit it like a wrecking ball. 1-1 pitch. Takes it outside. Two balls, one strike. Soderstrom looking to get his swing going here in Lake County. Meanwhile, Torres looks to complete the perfect frame. This is fouled away to the left. On the count is two balls and two strikes on Soderstrom. Two outs, nobody on. It was 3-2 on Butler before he grounded to second. It was 2-2 on Winkler before he flied to right. A Rebiel Angeles on deck. Soderstrom takes ball 3 high and away.
He just doesn't have that off-speed pitch down yet, and he's going to the rosin bag. Lenny Torres is. That's the second time we've seen it get up and out, or as for Winkler's case, came up and in towards him.
So you'd figure a fastball here to Soderstrom. Hit in the air to center field. Off the end of the bat, Halpin backs up, puts it away. Lansing goes down in order, 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning. And now here comes Lake County against Hogan Harris. That's when we return to Classic Park. Lugnuts nothing, Lake County coming up.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Lansing Lugnuts did not have a runner reach against the Lake County Captains in the top half. And now the Lugnuts take the field defensively. It's Gabriel Maciel in left in center field. It's Butler, and in right field, it's Patrick McCall's at first base. Saheed Valenzuela plays second. At short, Aribiel Angeles. And at third base, Jack Winkler. The catcher's Tyler Soderstrom for the Southpaw on the Hill. Adam Jackson, introduce us to Hogan Harris.
Yeah, the lefty, 6'2", 210, 25-year-old from the University of Louisiana Lafayette, made his first appearance last Sunday for the first time since August of 2019. Fastball, curve, change, and a slider for the left-hander as he makes his second appearance this year.
Lefty-lefty to start. He throws to Joe Naranjo. Inside, ball one. When Naranjo came into the series riding a 13-game on-base streak. And against the Lugnuts, he has gone 0 for 8 out of the leadoff spots. The pitch. Fastball high from Hogan. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Naranjo with 4 home runs already this year. His batting average overall has sunk to .265. The pitch. Fouled straight back. That's a fastball in on the hands. With Hogan Harris, that 4-pitch mix. But when he gets that curveball going at him, watch out. 2-1 and on its way. That's in there at the knees for a called strike, and the count is even.
Well, like those two, misses with the first two pitches, comes right back with a couple of peppered fastballs to get back into the count.
It is such an easy delivery. The 2-2. On the outside corner, called strike three. Naranjo takes a seat.
A little bit of a drama there from Emma Charlesworth Sealer. She made us wait an extra tick there before she rang him up, but great pitch on the outer half of the plate. 3 straight strikes to continue the tough start in this series for Naranjo.
Boy, she gave that a good look before deciding, yeah, I like that. Here's Christian Cairo, right-handed batter. Harris delivers. Swing and a miss, strike one. A fastball exploding past him.
Sometimes it's okay to look it in and just be sure.
I do not mind in the slightest. No. A pitch to the DH. Inside corner, strike two called. There was an umpire, though, in the Midwest League, Adam, who was so late with his calls. I remember the catcher would throw it back to the pitcher, and then he would call a strike. Hang on just a second. Harris started his windup and then decided, no, I'm not ready yet. Glove up in front of his face. Steps back, right leg kick, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Cairo goes down. This is when Hogan Harris is right. What he does. When he made his professional debut, Adam, with the Vermont Lake Monsters back in 2019, he whiffed 36 batters in 26 innings. There was one game where he opened it up, striking out the first 6 batters that he faced. He deals to Petey Halpin. There's the breaking ball, and that's across the outside corner for a called strike one.
This guy's trying to go immaculate inning +2 right here.
That's right. 2 outs, nobody on, no score. Lefty throws to lefty. Halpin takes it outside. So not quite so immaculate, like a room that has maybe a couple of discarded clothes on the floor. A 1-1. That's across the outside corner. And strike two call.
I mean, pretty impressive, though. He throws those first 2 balls and then delivered 7 straight strikes.
Halpin has struck out 13 times in 13 games. 1-2. Hit it in the air to left field. Maciel starts in, now waits. He's got a one-hand grab, crouching forward. And that'll do it. A perfect first inning for Hogan Harris, and he made it look routine. Let's go to the second. No score from Classic Park. The Lansing Lugnuts, and the Lake County Captains. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No scores, we go to the second inning now from Classic Park. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I am joined by Adam Jaxa, who made the drive from Lansing, Michigan to East Lake, Ohio, driving right past the home of the Cleveland Guardians, Progressive Field. Drove through the land, made his way to East Lake while we are east of Lake Erie. And the right-hander Lenny Torres for the captains will take on Angeles, Butler, and McCall. That's why they are the Lake County captains. That nautical theme, and there is a lighthouse in dead center to the left of the batter's eye. First up, a Ariel Angeles, righty to righty. Chopper to shortstop. Angel Martinez grabs the second hop, slings it to first in time. And just like that, the Lugnut shortstop is gone 6-3. One pitch, one out. Here's Lawrence Butler. Little Katy Perry bringing them up here. The Lake County Captains, if you pay attention, they have given the Lugnuts, and you will hear it for every single batter, walk-up songs that are not necessarily walk-up songs. The PA announcer is still announcing as the first pitch came in. here's the 1-0 from Torres. Fouled away off to the screen on the left.
Well, it is only the third game of the series, so still got to get warmed up with the music running through the pitch in the last half inning, and now the PA.
Torres delivers. High. 2-1 on Butler. Lawrence Butler yesterday was 0-5. He has struggled to find his swing in the early part of this year. One out, nobody on. No score in the second. At the pitch from Torres. That's right in there. Just above the knees. A called strike on the count is 1-2.
I thought you were going to tell me that the captains lined up the Lugnuts with nautical-themed walk-up songs.
That would be great. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He's gone on strikes. First strikeout for Lenny Torres. All right. I think that my first pick would be Brandy. That's immediately the first nautical-themed song that jumps to mind. That's a really good song.
Does any song by the Beach Boys count?
Yeah, I think so. Except any song where they're talking about driving, I don't think as much.
No, that's not going to do it.
Yeah. But if it's near the beach, here's Patrick McCall taking a fastball high. Ball one.
Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card.
Oh, yeah. That'll fly. How about We All Live in a Yellow Submarine?
Oh, there we go.
Two outs, nobody on, no score. 1-0. Inside. 2-0, no strikes to McCall, with the Lugnuts looking for their first base runner of the ball game. Pat McCall's hitting .219 through 10 games, with the double this year among his 7 hits. Torres steps back, kicks, fires. Fastball, outside corner. Strike one given. A 2-1 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Count is level. I also want to nominate from the Beach Boys, I Want to Go Home, Tails. Big fan.
Here we go.
And then there's T-Pain, I'm on a Boat with the Lonely Island. I think we've got to go with I'm on a Boat.
There's a couple different versions to that song.
2-2 pitch. Fouled away off to the left and out of our view here in the press box. 2-2, it stays. 2 outs. Nobody on for McCall. No score in the second. Deuces are wild. Brian Wellbus is waiting on deck. Can McCall reach? Pitch on its way. High and outside. It is full.
I got one more for you.
Oh, you don't have to only have one more. Keep thinking, but what you got?
A classic Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water.
That's great. I was thinking about Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Another classic.
Thank you. Payoff pitch. inside for ball four. And Pat McCall is on. There's your first runner. Base on balls given out by Torres.
Well, he can gently trot his way down to first base.
Yeah, merrily. Ryan Buelbas now. There's the thing for Lenny Torres. Now 31 pitches, 17 strikes, 14 balls, but there's the first runner. He's been around the zone. Right-hander throws to right-hander, scoreless in the second. Fastball at the letters, called a strike on the inside corner.
How about this guy last night, huh? First home run of the year I saw.
He launched it. He touched off a firework to left field. Knees bent, bat waggling, the pitch, up and in. One ball, one strike. And that was the thing, Adam, when we went back and we watched film of Buelbas. We watched video of what he has done. When he hits home runs, they are not cheap. McCall's at first, two outs. Torres sets, deals. Lash down the right side, but twisting foul. Strike two.
And he's just got sneaky good strength. Because when you look at him, he's built well, but not for what you would certainly got those characteristics about some of his swings.
Well, he's 19. He's going to fill out more, mm-hmm. right? Pitcher's pitch from Torres. He holds. He lets it fly. That's up high. Ball two. That's the thing. The power that he has in that frame, that he is going to hit some tanks in his life. And that's got to be what is so tantalizing to the Oakland Athletics. A 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a fastball up here. Torres strikes him out and strands the walk to Pat McCall. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and we are scoreless between the Lugnuts and the Captains.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
John Kenzie Noel will lead off the bottom half of the second inning for Lake County, to be followed by Angel Martinez and then Jonathan Rodriguez. That's where Hogan Harris will oppose them. Harris in the first inning, buzzsawed through. Struck out Joe Naranjo looking, Christian Cairo swinging, and then retired Petey Halpin on a lazy fly to left. I'll begin the second against John Kenzie Noel. Every time I speak with the voice of the captains, John Vicari, he makes sure to mention John Kenzie Noel is the number one first base prospect in the Cleveland system, and he has not played first base at all this year. He is third base in every single game, and he's back at third base here today. The lefty throws. On the inside corner, strike one call to the right-handed batter. Noel is 20 years young. Number 13 prospect in the org overall. A one. Oh, a changeup swung at and missed. No balls and two strikes. That thing slowed down halfway to home plate. Harris kicks and offers. A fastball fouled back to the screen. The changeup was away. That fastball was in on the hands. And Hogan Harris is having some fun. Harris, age 25. Kicks and deals. That's off speed away. On the count, 1-2. The thing with Hogan Harris, though, is he has missed so much time due to injury. So good to see him back out there on the mound. Wind rustles his jersey as he delivers. Foul back to the netting. Once again, the off speed, that time in. 1-2, it stays. And a scoreless game, Noel leading off for the Caps in the home second. Hogan Harris was drafted in 2018, but did not pitch at all that year. Didn't pitch at all last year. His pitch, fouled away, in the air down the right side. Noel is hanging tough against Harris. 1-2, it stays. For Hogan, just 12 pitches in that perfect first inning. The sixth pitch of this at-bat. Down. Noel takes 2. Two-tone bat in Noel's hands. Open stance, taps the bat on his shoulder. Here it comes. He fouls it straight back. Oh, he just missed it. 2-2 is the count. While we've seen a lot of fastballs and changeups, is now the time to pull out that curve. Harris is a four-pitch guy. Here it comes. It is the breaking ball, swung at and missed, and down he goes. Pretty from Hogan Harris. 3 and 4 set up and sent down. Brings up Angel Martinez. No score in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Showed bunt, pulled back. It's called 1 by Emma Charlesworth Sealer.
Remember, it was the second inning last time for Harris where he struggled in, but what a lengthy but great at-bat for him on the mound.
The 0-1 misses low and in. 1-1 for Martinez. Switch hitter batting right. And the fact that he's got that ace in the hole. The lefty lets it fly. Floats it just inside. He's behind Martinez. 2-1.
John Kenzie Noel would have liked to know that the curveball was coming like you were on top of it.
Martinez, the number 10 prospect, swings and pops this one up. The shortstop, Angeles, takes command toward the mound, calls off second baseman Valenzuela, and puts it away. 2.
You don't see that a lot. He went 2 there. That one nearly got down at the last second, and Angeles was still coming in and made the catch. A little tricky one, but nice job by the Lugnuts to make that play.
Have you ever sat next to anybody in a baseball game where they got so mad because the pitch from Hogan Harris called 1 to Jonathan Rodriguez in.
No, that was more so back when you're playing Little League and the coaches used to yell at you.
Two hands. Please, secure it. The 1-0. Rodriguez swings and misses a changeup.
Twice the chances to catch it if you use both hands, right? But it doesn't look as cool, Jesse.
2 nobody on, no score in the second. Here's the pitch. Rodriguez takes a ball inside. The wind is whipping in right now toward home plate. Meanwhile, in the Lugnuts pen, looks like the right-hander Grant Holman has started to warm. Here's Harris's pitch. Fastball across the inside corner. 2 called. Count is balanced.
I mean, it's similar for basketball, right? You don't want to throw it off the backboard. It doesn't look as good as when it swishes in.
Use the backboard. Harris deals. Bounced straight back. Oh, man, we could go through all those different things that coaches from the youth levels talk to their players about the fundamentals of the game.
Run out every pitch.
That's right. Hustle. The pitch here. Swing and a miss. About 3. Picked up by Soderstrom, applies the tag on Jonathan Rodriguez. And that finishes off Hogan Harris's 2nd K of the frame. And 4th in 2 perfect innings. We're going to the 3rd, and the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains are scoreless from Classic Park. Adam Jackson will have the call of the game when we resume. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, we're back here in East Lake, Ohio, ready for the third inning between the Nuts and the Captains. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. No score between the two, and up to the plate, Saheed Valenzuela steps in with an open look from the left side, and the first pitch shoots in on the outside corner, strike one. 8-9-1 coming to the plate. Valenzuela, Maciel, and Butler against the righty, Torres. Rocks back and throws. That's up high, 1-1. Lansing looking for their first base hit tonight. This game is looking for its first base hit. One walk to Patrick McCall. That's been the only base runner. The pitch. That shot off the netting just above the Lugnuts dugout down the third base side. 1-2. Captains and Lugnuts playing in their third game of six this week. Next pitch is off the plate, bounce third base side, but foul. And it's 1-2 on Valenzuela. Lansing 3-2 against Lake County this year. That thanks to a shortened opening series up at Jackson Field, where Lake County won 2 of 3. And then the Lugnuts winning both games both games to open this series, one yesterday and one on Tuesday. Valenzuela just with one hit so far this season. The pitch home. Shoots it foul, third base side. And it remains 1-2. This is 17th at bat. That one hit with a couple of runs scored. He's walked a couple of times, has 5 strikeouts, so usually puts it in play. Next pitch, outside. 2-2. So he's hoping he can get going here and provide the Lugnuts a base runner to open up this third inning. The pitch home. Swing and he bounces it foul first base side. He's all over the place, making contact with the baseball. And as they say, the lengthier that at bat goes, the more it favors the hitter as Valenzuela continues to foul off these pitches. The switch hitting 5'8", 185-pound 24-year-old from Summerton, Arizona, swings through that pitch, fouls it off, but it's held onto by Zach Fascia for the third strikeout for Lenny Torres.
That's a really good changeup. Here's where I get curious, Adam. Whenever a batter has a prolonged battle against the pitcher, I always wonder if the next batter is able to benefit. If the pitcher here, if you're Lenny Torres, you're just looking to pepper the zone early. Fastball right down the middle.
The first pitch. Maciel swings through it, strike one.
Maciel hoped so. He got the off speed, though.
Well, John Kinsey Noel had a lengthy at bat to open up against Harris in the top half of the second. The pitch, bunt shown, Maciel kind of stabs at it, doesn't hit it. 2-2. I should say bottom of the second, and his teammates weren't able to capitalize with a fly out and a strikeout. No score. We're in the top of the third in Classic Park. Way up high and outside with the fastball. 1-2. We've seen a couple of his off-speed pitches go up and out like that. Fastball, slider, and a changeup for Torres, the 23-year-old out of Poughkeepsie. 1-2 pitch. Swing, and this is shot the other way. One hops through the infield to left. It's a base hit for Gabriel Maciel, and he turns over the card with his first hit of the night for the Lugnuts.
That's all they want him to do, Adam. Don't try to do too much. Just poke that ball through the other way, and that's all he did. Pitch away from Lenny Torres, and so he slapped it through the open left side of the infield.
So now with one out, here's Johnny Butler as we go back to the top of the card. Nothing to nothing in the top of the third in East Lake, Ohio. Torres' first pitch. In there, letter high, strike one. Johnny Butler grounded out to second in his first at bat. Lugnuts in those road blacks tonight with the gray pants and black batting helmets. Quick toss over to first. Maciel back in safely. Lansing again, capitalizing on scoring first. Trying to do that again here tonight and potentially going to the weekend. The 3-0 leading the series. The pitch. Squibbed back. No balls, two strikes.
I think it all starts with the starting pitching, too. The Lugnuts starting pitching has been lights out against Lake County, allowing the offense the opportunity to get on the board. That is something that we have not seen that often, Adam. We've seen much more often the other team leaping on the Lugnuts early.
The pitch. Down low, inside. Good sweeping stop from Fascia. One ball, two strikes. Well, this is game 18 for the Nuts. They have scored first just 6 times. So one-third of the time, depending on if they can hop in with a run first here tonight. 5 of those 6 games they've won. Here's a throw back to first, and it gets away from Naranjo. Masi heads in safely, and an error there between both Torres and Naranjo. I believe it's going to go against Torres. Allows Maciel to get up into scoring position.
That has been Lake County's problem this year. The Lake County captains committing their 27th error of the season. They have helped out the opposition an awful lot. That's 14 more errors than the Lugnuts have committed.
And remember, that was, Jesse, a lot of the ways that Lansing was scoring against Lake County in that first series these two played. And we're at second, the 1-2 pitch. Butler chops it foul, first base side. One ball, two strikes. And we talked about it. I mean, you've got Gavin Williams and Doug Nick Hazy coming up, a couple of top draft picks that'll pitch the next 2 games. That's what Lansing saw in that first 3-game series. So runs were at a premium for the Nuts. They capitalized with some Lake County fielding mistakes. 1-2. Swing and it's fouled back. Remains a ball and two strikes on Johnny Butler, who's up into the top spot tonight. Looking to get Maciel home from second in a scoreless game in the top of the third. It's a chilly one tonight. Last time I was with you, Jesse, was Saturday, and it was about 82 degrees. We've dropped temperatures about 30 degrees, just up over 50. Wind shooting in at about 10 miles an hour right off Lake Erie. Torres' pitch. That's rocketed foul third base side as it ricochets off the seats and then into a standing fan's glove. Well played.
Got to play the angles.
That's a man that knows all the crooks and crevices here at Classic Park. Good thing he was ready because that one came at him quick.
In basketball, they call that the home court roll, right?
Exactly. The pitch, that's up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Are you okay with an older gentleman bringing his glove to the park? I don't know why some people are against bringing the gloves to the park.
The ball flies into the stands? Yes. Give everybody a chance to defend themselves.
Absolutely. Never know what is going to come your way. The pitch. Lifted out to left. This one sent deep for Rodriguez. Backing up now comes forward in front of the track. Makes the catch. And a pretty good at bat there from Butler as he fouled off a few pitches, but flies out for the second out, and it'll leave it up to Jack Winkler. Some good swings from Butler and Winkler. Winkler, remember, took it out the other way to right from the right side of the box in his first at bat, to the warning track, and that one nearly reached the warning track from Butler. Nothing to nothing in the top of the third. Lugnuts and captains. Maciel is at second. It's going to take a two-out hit from Winkler. Torres' pitch. Swing and a miss. It came running in on the hands, and Winkler going right through it. Strike one.
Adam, it looks to me, and just looking at the flags to the left of the lighthouse in center field, that wind is gusting in. That might have knocked down a couple of Lugnuts fly balls.
Lenny Torres set from the stretch, peaks at second, throws. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. That certainly plays a part. It's typically always windy, similar to Lansing. You get a lot of wind in Michigan in the Lansing area, but this specifically because we're right off the water over here in East Lake, Ohio, about 20, 25 minutes east of Cleveland. 0-2 pitch coming. Way up high with the fastball. One ball, two strikes. This park, a bandbox for hitters. Good spot to come in and end your home run tonight. 320 to left and right, 400 to straightaway, but that ball carries, especially when the weather starts to warm up into the summer months. Pitch in on the hands, fought off towards right, dropping and falls in front of Cox around third. Here comes Maciel. The throw is up the line at third, and Maciel's ball gets away from the catcher, Zach Fascia. So second is where Winkler ends up, and the Lugnuts lead 1-0 thanks to Jack Winkler's RBI.
Adam, Maciel is hurt. As he came across home plate, he started to limp, and he's walking very slowly to the dugout on the third base way.
We'll have to keep an eye on that. It is a chilly one, so not sure if he going from start to stop there on a sprint to score. Maybe came up a little limp.
That's what I wonder.
And now we're going to get a visit from the pitching coach here for the captains and the entire infield as they strut out there to Lenny Torres. Caleb Longshore out with the winter jacket on.
A good throw, I think, does get Maciel at home plate, but I love the aggressiveness of Phil Pohl saying, all right, prove to me that you can throw out my guy. Maciel runs well, and in the end, it turns out it was not even close, and it allows the extra base for Winkler.
Yeah, and I think even a good throw, like you said, he still may get in. It certainly could have beaten him, but test it. And Phil Pohl did, especially knowing that these games in this series have been, for the most part, low scoring. So try and get an early run. That's been the recipe for success. For a third straight game, Lugnuts strike first, up 1-0 in this third inning.
Well, how about Jack Winkler, too? Remember, it went strike one, strike two, but with the opposite field stroke to line that RBI single.
In steps Tyler Soderstrom, the pitch down low, ball one. Soderstrom averaged still under a buck 50 through his first 16 games, eight hits, three doubles, and those two home runs from his two home run night against Fort Wayne last Saturday. The pitch from Torres. Low and inside. Zach Fascia is doing a lot of work behind the plate, moving east to west, trying to track down these Lenny Torres.
And because of that, Soderstrom's first time up, I remember, Adam, you saying his secondary stuff is letting him down. I think Soderstrom's going to get another fastball to mash.
He does, and he hits it foul. 2-1. Soderstrom was ready for that fastball and couldn't wait to see a 2-0 pitch come his way. Winkler is at second. Soderstrom at the plate, and it is 1-0 Nuts in the third. Torres' pitch. Swing, and that's sent soaring out to left, but foul off the pavilion top. And slides down for a young fan. Two balls, two strikes. Lenny Torres getting set to throw his 65th pitch, 40 of which have been strikes tonight. Here it is. Popped up behind home plate and back over the netting, out of play. Two balls, two strikes on Tyler Soderstrom. Young talent here in the Oakland Athletics organization. 6'2", 200-pound, 20-year-old from Turlock, California. Grew up right around the Coliseum. Now the Oakland Athletics call home. First-round selection in 2020. 2-2. Inside and low, and it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. Good at-bats here by Lansing. Saw it from Johnny Butler. He worked a lengthy count, 8-pitch at-bat into a flyout. Lengthy at-bat here for Soderstrom. Time called behind home plate. Saheed Valenzuela fouled off multiple pitches before he ultimately struck out, but they are making Lenny Torres work. The righty set at the belt. Runner at second, 2 outs. The pitch home. Swing, and it's a line drive right field down for a base hit. This will score a run. In comes Winkler. It's an RBI single for Tyler Soderstrom. 2-0 Nuts.
It's one thing to put forth a good at-bat. And then the next question, Adam, is how do you finish it? Winkler finished with a line drive, fouled off some tough pitches from Torres, and then he was right on that to laser it to right field.
And that's what we've talked about this year with the Lugnuts. We've seen a lot of these good at-bats, but can they turn it into a productive at-bat, as Jesse was just telling you? And we've seen it to start this game. We've seen this before. Two out rallies for the Lugnuts, and they've got it again with a Winkler and now Soderstrom RBI single, and that's going to do it for Lenny Torres as he's going to exit with two and two-thirds gone here in this game, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits. And now the Lugnuts will face a new man on the mound. Looks like Jordan Jones has come out, the 6'2", 195-pound Seattle, Washington native. So the next man to try and slow down Lansing, who's come through here with 2 big swings and taken another lead in this series early on in Game 3.
Adam, Jordan Jones is off to a great 2022 start. In 4 relief appearances, he has worked 8 innings. He has only allowed 4 hits among 29 batters faced. He has walked 2, he has struck out 9, no runs against him, and the league batting 148 against this new right-hander. Jordan Jones checking in, a big guy. You mentioned 6'2", 195 pounds. He's going to bridge the gap between the starter Torres and the reliever Mason Hickman. Cleveland picked him up in the 16th round 3 years ago out of UW. He's a Washington Husky.
All right. Go Huskies. Say hello to Stevie Emanuels, Washington Husky, selected in round 5, 2020 by the Athletics with the Lansing Lugnuts here in 2022. So we'll see if he can stop the run so far for the Nuts with 2 clutch singles with 2 outs from Soderstrom and Winkler.
I want to go back. Why were they RBI singles? Because of bad Dietrich Torres that moved Maciel into scoring position. Winkler singled him in. It was the throwing error by Cox in right field that put Winkler in scoring position, and Soderstrom singled him in.
So into the box steps Eurybiel Angeles. First pitch swinging into a shortstop ground out his first time up. This time around takes a breaking ball that darts in. Ball one. 2-0 Nuts. We're in the top of the third. 2 outs. Soderstrom is at first. Jordan Jones set the righty on the hill. Comes home. A little bit outside. And it's 2 balls, no strikes to Eurybiel Angeles. Average up over 300 to start the year. He has collected 21 hits in 68 at-bats. Been rolling. The pitch. Swing, and this is lifted deep out to left center field. Back throws Rodriguez. Halpin comes over, and he'll just have room in front of the track to make the catch. Angeles got the fastball and didn't miss it, but the wind knocked it down in left center. Lansing settles for 2 runs on 2 hits. Thanks to Soderstrom and Winkler driving them in. Their third hit came from Maciel. They're in front 2-0 as we go to the bottom of third at Classic Park.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal
when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, how about that for the Lansing Lugnuts in the top of this third inning? They get two runs on three hits, both runs coming on singles with two outs. And Lansing strikes first, up 2-0 for a third time in this series. They get the first runs of the game. As we saw our first pitching change on Lake County's side, we have one for Lansing. Hogan Harris's evening is done. And what a productive start he had. Goes two innings, gets four strikeouts, and gets the order to go down in order. Six up, six down, and in comes the piggyback starter, Grant Holman, who has been excellent to start the year, Jesse.
Yeah, Adam Holman is coming off six scoreless innings, seven strikeouts against Fort Wayne, his last time out. We've watched Holman this year. His command has been top-notch. He's been getting better and better. He tossed the immaculate inning at West Michigan. 18 strikeouts through 15 innings and only one walk so far in 2022.
Sounds familiar, like a David Leal type of line with those walks to strikeout numbers. So number 29 in black for the Lansing Lugnuts, Grant Holman, toes the rubber. His first batter will be Raynell Delgado. First pitch, swings through, strike one. 7, 8, 9 coming up with 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, and 6 set down in the first two innings against Hogan Harris. So it's Delgado, Zach Fascia, and Connor Cox into the box in this half inning. The pitch. Ball's inside. Did you just put down a cookie?
Oh, yeah.
When you gave your report on Grant Holman.
Would you like me to get you one?
Nah. I had one earlier today.
Oh, good.
Don't need another one.
He throws a little harder than Leal.
The 1-1. It's outside. Two balls and a strike. Yes, he does. Pitching style's completely different in terms of motion and mechanics. But results so far have been similar.
Well, Holman 6'6", Leal 6'5", too, so both of them get right on you.
The 2-1. Inside with the pitch to Delgado, and it's three balls and a strike. So we just heard the walk-to-strike numbers for Holman, and he's quickly behind 3-1. Just the one walk this year and five in his career at the professional level. The pitch right back up the middle, but Anales scoops it to his left, throws to first in time, and there's one away. Well, they have the shift on as far as you can shift in minor league baseball. Anales right behind the bag at second, and he couldn't step over because he couldn't position himself any further to second. He just had to kind of reach out and scoop that quick bouncing ball and did so. And there's the first out of this third inning. Now Zach Fascia steps in from the left side. Pitch one. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
I think that's all about having great hands. Both skipping off the mound, doing some peculiar hops. It's hit hard. Hey, Rebiel Angeles, that's a really quick left hand to snatch it. And then the throw was easy.
Holman's pitch. Swing and this is roped down the first base side, tailing foul. That had good pace to it and good distance, but out in front of it. No balls, two strikes. Angeles looked like he does when he stands in the box as he took that ground ball. Just nonchalantly standing and waiting and then just kind of stabbed his mitt out there and corralled the baseball. Strike three called. Fastball in there at the knees on Fascia. Two up and two down for Holman to start this third inning. continuing how good they've been in this series. 2-0 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the third. Hogan Harris went the first two innings, gave up no hits or runs with four strikeouts. And now Grant Holman has set down the first two. Connor Cox standing in the way of a perfect frame. In on the hands, lofted liner into a basket catch for Aribio Anjeles. And it looked like he was eyeing Saheed Valenzuela as that ball came into his mitt. As casual and as cool as you can be, Anjeles helps put away two captains and a 1-2-3 third for Grant Holman. Let's head to the fourth. 2-0 Nuts at Classic Park.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the fourth inning, the Lansing Lugnuts in front, 2-0 as we bring you back to the ballpark at Classic Park, the site for this series on the east side of Ohio. We'll be here through Sunday to watch Lansing Lugnuts baseball, and they get two in the third inning. We'll see if they can tack on any more in this fourth, beginning with Lawrence Butler, Patrick McCall, and Brian Buelvas. There's the crowd, Mike. Hello.
We have a crowd here. We are not recreating the game, which I was considering doing earlier in the week when we couldn't get on the air on Tuesday. I considered calling the game from the hotel.
Jordan Jones, and the first pitch up high, ball one. Yeah, you've had some troubles to start this week with some internet connection and then, of course, weather yesterday, 2 days ago, rather.
It was weird. No rain, but cold field conditions.
The pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate. One ball, one strike. What was the temperature that day? Do you know?
It was winter, if you know what I mean.
It was winter.
It was in the 30s.
In April.
The wind chills in the 20s.
1-1. Check swing. Rolls it over to left side of the infield. Backhanded on the fringe by Martinez. And he'll have no chance to get Butler. An excuse me swing that works out for Lawrence. And he's aboard to open up this fourth inning.
I think that there's a lesson for him to take away from that, Adam. And that is, when he's been getting to two strikes, he's been over swinging, he's been in his head, he's been taking close pitches. He has so much speed that, you know what, you can just protect, you can stick your bat out, you can get on.
It's amazing. Just put it in play and things will happen. First pitch to Patrick McCall in there for strike one. 2-0 Nuts in the top of the fourth. Two runs on four hits. Well, the captains have not been able to get safely on base yet. Throw back to first, and Butler slides in just before the tag of Joe Naranjo. Patrick McCall, that big standing lefty, wheels the bat in front of him. Jones pitches a little bit outside. One ball, one strike. NFL Draft Day 2 is underway. Jesse and I keeping our eyes on that while we watch some Lansing Lugnuts baseball. Round 1 yesterday, rounds 2 and 3 tonight over in Las Vegas. Rest of the draft tomorrow. Swinging a hopper off of plate, foul. One ball, two strikes.
I would make a terrible draft analyst because every single pick I say, well, that's a good pick. That's a really good pick for them.
I mean, you look at all these teams and their needs going in, and you assume as soon as they get the position of need that that's a good pick. 1-2 pitch. Up high, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The Washington Commanders going with Jahan Dotson. Jesse's a huge Commanders fan. Did you like the pick?
That's a great pick. But when you say position of need, you name a position on the football field aside from punter, they're all positions of need.
2-2. In there, called strike three. That's the breaking ball that gets McCall, and he's set down. First out of this fourth inning.
On the other hand, Adam Jaxa, you have an allegiance to the Detroit Lions. Aiden Hutchinson, a Michigan Wolverine, you love your Michigan Wolverines.
I love those in-state guys. Speaking of teams that need all the positional help, Lions up there. First pitch in there. Strike one, Brian Buelvas. Loved it, though. Great couple of picks. Lions got aggressive, moved up, get the receiver out of Bama. 6 wide receivers taken in first round yesterday. That's kind of the trend in the NFL, the Deebo Samuel matter. The pitch, that comes inside. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Packers didn't waste any time picking wide receiver number 7 for this year's draft.
After they picked a couple of defensive players yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers had to be wondering, what is going on? Buelvas struck out in his first, drops in there. Good command of that off-speed pitch from Jordan Jones, and he's ahead 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2-0 Nuts in the fourth. Runner at first in Lawrence Butler on an infield single. Swing and a miss, and Buelvas down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jordan Jones. So he's mixing it well with that breaking ball and the fastball, keeping the Lugnuts off pace here in this fourth inning.
He has a vicious overhand curveball that is giving the Lugnuts batters some frustrations.
Saheed Valenzuela now steps into the box from the left side. Righty on lefty matchup. Quick toss back to first. Butler slides in safely. Lansing looking to win their third straight game to open up this series. And that would be a new record on the year for games 1 in a row if they could win here tonight. Pick up 3 straight. Get rolling into the weekend. There goes Butler for second. Pitches on the outside corner. One hops into second. Tag greets Butler as he slides the left hand right in to Angel Martinez's mitt. What a great throw from Zach Fascia, and that's going to do it for the Nuts in the fourth. We head to the home half of this frame, 2-0 Lansing at Classic Park.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, back here to Classic Park, where it's the Nuts 2 and the Captains none. We appreciate you stopping in on your Friday evening just after 7:30 Eastern time in Eastern Ohio. Wrap around Lake Erie to make our trip down from Lansing. Lugnuts' first visit here of 2022 after the Captains opened the year in Lansing back in early April. So fitting, we closed the month of April here in Eastlake. Grant Holman is back out for his second inning of work and the second time through the order for a Lansing pitcher. Joe Naranjo leads off, and the first pitch shot the other way. It's a base hit right between Winkler and Angeles at third and short, and there's the first hit and base runner tonight for the Captains to open up this fourth inning.
Adam, what can you say except shift buster?
Yeah, that was perfectly placed, almost exactly like Lawrence Butler on his check swing last half inning. This one just had enough pace to get through the infield.
What was that about pace of play?
That certainly helps. Christian Cairo swings through the first pitch. Strike one. Well, Grant Holman earlier this year, Jesse, threw an immaculate half inning. That came out in West Michigan. Nice for the righty. The pitch home. Swing and a bouncer off the plate outside. One ball, one strike. Immaculate half inning, if you're not familiar. Nine pitches and three strikeouts. The minimum amount of pitches you can throw in a half inning and get three strikeouts. And Holman did it. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. So we thought maybe we should tie that in. A half-hearted swing, and that's Cairo's second strike, 1-2. Why not tie in the immaculate half inning with tonight's trivia question? Have you been keeping up? Were you doing trivia questions the last two games?
No, I never do trivia when you're not here with me. I need you, Adam.
We need the trivia. So we'll tie in our trivia question coming up after this pitch. 1-2. In on the hands. Two balls, two strikes. Jesse, there are three Major League pitchers that have thrown three immaculate half innings. I need to know who those three pitchers are.
That's a great question.
Just three pitchers that have thrown three immaculate half innings, which is the most. The pitch, just a tick up, maybe inside, 3-2. So if you know the answer for the three pitchers that have thrown three immaculate half innings in Major League Baseball history, please tweet or email at Jesse or I at Adam Jackson on Twitter, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter for Jesse. The pitch home. Inside, and that's ball four. So the first two have reached in this fourth inning, just the second walk this year issued by Holman. And the Lugnuts now in danger here of giving up some runs as Holman's going to have to try and work out of this jam. Lansing in front, 2-0 in the fourth. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com for the email as well. If you know, again, tonight's trivia question, who are the three pitchers in Major League Baseball history that have thrown three immaculate... Into the box steps Petey Halpin. That pitch runs in on his feet. As he skips out of the way, one ball, no strikes.
Adam, I go back to the last time that we saw Holman on the mound. Remember, Fort Wayne always had its leadoff man on against him. They were continually pressuring from the start of the innings, and they couldn't do anything with them. That has been a Lake County trouble throughout this series so far.
Next pitch. This is lifted out to right. Backing up is Butler towards the track. Stops just in front of the wall and makes the catch. And runs the ball in. Both runners advance up to second and third. Classic Park just holding that fly ball from Petey Halpin for the first down.
We nearly had a rarity there. Let's say Lawrence Butler drops it. Adam, Petey Halpin would have been immediately out. Petey Halpin ran right past the runner at first base, Christian Cairo. He was watching the ball. He was not looking out in front of him. If that's a home run, he's still out.
That would have been something. Instead of three runs, get two runs.
That's right. They would have given him a two-run single.
John Kinsey Noel steps in from the right side of the box. Second and third for the Captains, threatening down 2-0 in the fourth. First pitch flies outside, ball one. Can Grant Holman wiggle his way out of this situation? The first time the Captains have had runners on tonight. Got their first hit from Naranjo and then a walk to Cairo. John Kenzie Noel 0 for 1 with a strikeout. The pitch, swing and this is lifted out to left field. Running to his left, it's over the head of Maciel to the wall. And rounding third is both Halpin or Naranjo and Cairo as they come in to tie the score at 2 on a 2-1 double from John Kenzie Noel.
That was a cannon shot.
And I believe that's also replaced Gabriel Maciel. We told you Maciel was running a little limp when he came in to score the Lugnuts' first run of the game back in the third inning. And that is Austin Beck out there in left field that trying to go after that line drive ball, but it was just rocketed over his head by Noel. Angel Martinez steps in, takes strike one. So just like that, the Lansing lead is erased. Three of the first four have reached a second time through the order. For the Guardians, High A affiliate, as here Lake County's five-hitter, Angel Martinez, swings and fouls it off first base side, 0-2. Lake County captains. Well, smacked that ball out to left. Austin Beck didn't have any chance of making that grab. So Maciel out for the night as Beck steps in. Next pitch runs just inside. One ball, two strikes. So your outfield now, Austin Beck in left, Johnny Butler in center, Lawrence Butler in right. Around the infield, Jack Winkler at third. Eurybiel Angeles at short. Saeed Valenzuela playing second, and Patrick McCall at first, with Tyler Soderstrom catching the balls and strikes. So Grant Holman, this pitch is rolled over foul, first base side. One ball, two strikes. Well, giving up a couple of runs, and still only one out in this fourth inning. So next task here for Holman, try and keep this game squared at 2. His best outing came in his last outing against Fort Wayne. Went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits with no runs, 7 strikeouts, and just 1 walk in a 2-0 shutout victory. The pitch. Down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. There'll be no shutout tonight, although it looked like started this game through the first 3 innings and how they've pitched it in this series. However, that was only one time through the order. Always much more difficult at second and third time around. Holman's 2-2. Swing, and it's rolled over to the first base side of Patrick McCall. Scoops it up, flips it over to Holman, who steps on first and then stumbles, but he's all right as he gets back up for the second out. Over to third moves John Kenzie Noel.
I think that's a key out for Grant Holman, just because it's not hard hit at him. The way things started in this inning, we've got the routine grounder by Naranjo, but it beats the ship, nobody's there. Christian Cairo could have struck out. There were some borderline calls that did not go Holman's way. But then Halpin and Noel both crushed the baseball against him.
His first pitch is a swing and a miss to Jonathan Rodriguez, who fell out of his stance. He swung so hard through that.
The down to one knee swing.
Nice fastball to meet Rodriguez in his second plate appearance. Second pitch, low and outside, ball one. 2-2 our score. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Two-run third for Lansing. So far, a two-run fourth for Lake County. And still a runner 90 feet away. John Kenzie Noel, who provided the first two runs with his two-run double. Pitch, ball outside, 2-1.
About that one-knee swing, do you remember that Adrian Beltre would hit a home run and finish down on one knee?
Silly. Yes, I do, though. Some guys have done that, and it's just ridiculous.
Power.
2-1. Swinging that shot, powered to the right side of the diamond. Two balls, two strikes.
I think slider is the pitch now. You could go elevated fastball, but I would look for that slider from Holman. That's his favorite out pitch.
Fastball, slider, splitter, and a curve for Grant Holman. The 6'6", 240-pound righty throws. Swinging, it's in on the hands. High hop to third. Winkler to his left, sets, throws to McCall at first. He squeezes, And that's going to do it for the fourth. So nice then as he strands a runner at third and keeps this game deadlocked at two. But we are tied at two thanks to two hits, the big swing coming from John Kenzie Noel, the two-run double. Off to the fifth, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the mic when we return, tied at two between the Nuts and the Captains at Classic Park.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two runs in the top of the third inning for the Lansing Lugnuts, answered by two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning for the Lake County Captains. John Kenzie Noel's two-run double, knotting things up. And so now, onward to the fifth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 8-9-1, Saheed Valenzuela. Then Austin Beck, followed by Johnny Butler. It's Saheed taking ball one outside, showed bunt, pulled back, and then took it wide from the right-hander Jordan Jones, who stays in for his second full inning. Third so far, one hit, facing the minimum two Ks. He fires. Fastball is up, two balls, no strikes. In the bullpen, meanwhile, Mason Hickman is getting loose for the Lake County Captains. We were warned that Hickman would be the scheduled piggybacker. The toss. That's across the outside corner, not a called strike. Valenzuela struck out his first time up, that against the starter Lenny Torres. Hitters count on 2-1. A ground ball punched to third, grabbed by Noel, sets and fires across. A sinker that Joe Naranjo has no troubles with. And there's one gone. That will bring up Austin Beck in the spot that Gabriel Maciel began the game. But Maciel, who scored the game's very first run on a single by Jack Winkler, as he crossed home plate, he was showing some ill health. So, removed due to injury precaution, and hence Beck, who came in defensively. Here's the pitch, and that is outside ball one. I do hope that the umpire, the home plate umpire, Emma Charlesworth Sealer, was notified that Beck was in, because she was just pointing to Beck as if he was pinch hitting. He is not pinch hitting here. 2-2 is our score. Beck swings and elevates one high on the right side of the infield. First baseman Naranjo crosses the line. He's got the catch just outside the coach's box. And there's two gone. Hey, Kenneth Walker has been drafted by the Seattle Seahawks. Congratulations to the MSU Spartan.
Boy, he was fun to watch this year, wasn't he? Talk about what an impact the transfer portal can make in college athletics. And Mel Tucker struck gold with Kenneth Walker. Going to be interesting to watch his career at the next level.
Yeah, I think so too. Johnny Butler takes a called strike across the outside corner.
I think Russell Wilson's going to be a little bummed now that he doesn't get to play with Kenneth Walker now in Seattle.
Who's the Broncos running back? Breaking ball. And that is called a strike. Home plate umpire Charlesworth Sealer watched the catcher Fascia fail to hold it, let the ball roll past, and then she signaled the strike after dodging him. It's 0-2 on Johnny Butler.
Oh, he's got his former Wisconsin Badger, Melvin Gordon, there.
Yeah, he'll be okay. The pitch. Strike three called. Butler down watching. A perfect top of the fifth inning for Jordan Jones. And I suspect that's going to be it for the reliever Jones, with Mason Hickman coming in the sixth. But before we get there, we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, halfway to the house. Lansing and Lake County tied up 2-2 from East Lake.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two to two to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rennell Delgado, Zach Fascia, and Connor Cox, 7-8-9 coming up for Lake County from Clell. Glad to have you keeping us company. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jaxa to my right. We've got tonight's affair, and then we'll have a doubleheader for you tomorrow. And then we'll have a game on Sunday. And oh, by the way, we have another change for the Lansing Lugnuts. There's a new catcher into the game, and it's Matt Cross behind the plate. So Tyler Soderstrom, who began today's game as the catcher, is now out. Well, I can tell you that Grant Holman is back to the mound. He conferred briefly with Cross. Now the number 7 hitter, Delgado, will step in. It was a cold day in East Lake, Ohio, outside of Cleveland. Right-handed pitcher kicks and throws. Breaking ball down. 1 ball, no strikes on Delgado. Switch hitter batting from the left side. The shortstop, Angeles, up the middle of the diamond. Bunt swung back. Fastball in. 2 balls, no strikes. It was Delgado who was the first batter who greeted Holman back in the third inning. And a grounded one sharply right up the middle, right to a Rebiel Angeles. It's a good spot for him. The pitch. Down and in. Ball three. Well, Grant Holman does not look sharp. And that has been since he first came in and fell behind Delgado 3-1. His pitch. That is called a strike on the outside corner. Then in the fourth inning, the leadoff single by Joe Naranjo. The walk to Cairo. That was a key indicator that Holman was not as on as we saw him last week. Just his second walk of the year. He fires the 3-1. And that's called a strike in the inside corner. Petey Halpin then sent a deep fly to the wall in right. But John Kenzie Noel followed with a two-run double. And hence, tied up 2-2. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul up the right side. Well, Grant Holman has gotten right back into this count against Delgado. It was 3-0. It's now 3-2. How does he finish it? The Cal Golden Bear fires. Line foul off the netting on the left side. And we'll stay right here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, nobody out. Tie score, last of the fifth. On deck, Fascia. Here's the payoff. Hit in the air, down the left side. Third baseman Winkler goes out in a foul ground, making the catch in front of the left fielder Beck. So Holman does come all the way back and gets Delgado. And there's one down in the bottom of the fifth inning. That brings up Zach Fascia, the catcher. One out, nobody on. Fascia bats left. 2-2 is the score. The pitch is in and down. Well, today in baseball history, and there's a disagreement. I went to Baseball Reference, and I found that this was on April 29th. Found another website that said April 28th. The pitch fouled away to the left side. Let's just trust Baseball Reference here, all right? April 29th, 1965. The year is undisputed. Adam Jaxa, how would you like to call a game from above the field?
Oh, I'd love it.
The pitch. Fascia bounces it right of the mound. In rushes second baseman Valenzuela to grab. Throws it over to first. Two outs. Lindsey Nelson did so today. 1965 for the New York Mets. From the Astrodome above second base. 208 feet above second base.
Good thing you and I aren't afraid of heights, right?
Adam's being sarcastic. Heights make my knees go to jelly. Here's Connor Cox, righty to righty. Slider called a strike in the outside corner. Two outs, nobody on, 2-2, last of the fifth. This is the captain's number 9 hitter and right fielder. Lined a short his first time. Lindsey Nelson said that he was scared to drop his pencil because it might kill somebody. The 0-1. Slider, strike 2 called on the outside corner. This is much better from Holman. The Mets broadcast crew had arrived in Houston. They saw the brand new Houston Astrodome, and they said, can we call a game from the gondola? And the folks at the Astrodome said, yes, 0-2, down and away. One of my favorite stories, Adam, to emerge from this game, this stunt. Lindsey Nelson broadcasting the 7th and the 8th innings from above the field was that when the managers met at home plate to exchange lineup cards, they were going over the ground rules. 1-2, inside from Holman. And the Mets manager pointed at Lindsey Nelson, and he said, what happens if the ball hits my guy Lindsey? Is the ball in play or not? And the umpire said, well, if it hits the gondola, it's in play. So, yeah, if it hits the broadcaster, it's still in play. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. Connor Cox strikes out in a perfect fifth inning for Grant Holman. Adam and I not calling a game from a gondola. We are not over the field. We are in the normal broadcast booth area as this game heads to the 6th inning. And that was today in baseball history. It's 2-2, Lugnuts and Captains.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Pitching change on the diamond. Right-hander Mason Hickman takes over. With the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains knotted up 2-2. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. And the Lugnuts will have 2, 3, and 4 coming up. And Winkler, Matt Cross, and then Angeles. Matt Cross coming in for Tyler Soderstrom defensively in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The first offering to Jack Winkler, down and away, ball one. From the new right-hander, the Vanderbilt Commodore, Mason Hickman, who deals a curveball called a strike on the inside corner.
Well, he's not going to run it up there a ton with his fastball, Jesse's, but he's got great off-speed stuff, as we just saw that curveball.
as pitches down and away. 2-1 on Winkler.
Second year with the Captains. ERA is up of 9 with 2 appearances so far. 7 hits allowed, 5 earned runs, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts.
Winkler a check swing, fastball high, 3-1.
And as you can tell, he's a pace of play pitcher. He gets the ball back and throws.
Here it is. Swing and a miss. Count is full. Jack Winkler game so far. A deep drive, a fly out to right in the first at-bat. RBI single is next time. Here, he takes ball 4 outside. And Winkler's on, opening up the 6th. That will fly. Speaking of flying, when Mason Hickman is on the mound, Adam, he gives up flies. He gives up home runs.
I thought you were going to go with he does fly in his motion and working quickly. But yes, he does.
Everybody works quickly this year. Doesn't matter who you are. I'll tell you somebody who flies. But first, the pitch to Matt Cross. A curveball. At a called strike in the inside corner. Do you know who the toast of the New York Yankees is right now? Tim LeCastro. You know that name?
Yes, I do.
Former Lansing Lugnut, who for a couple of years in a row had the unofficial title as fastest player in baseball. A strike one toss from Hickman. 2-2 game. Fastball in. 1-1 on Cross.
You talk about a great baseball last name, LeCastro. Man, that's a good one.
Timmy LeCastro, who while he was a Lugnut, he was nicknamed by his manager, Ken Huckabee, the Magic Man, because he made magic happen. A 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Strike 2 called. Tim LeCastro had 2 inside the park home runs for the Lugnuts in 2015. That's magic. So LeCastro was acquired by the New York Yankees. He's a native New Yorker, and he was just called up. 1-2. On its way. Cross chops it down to third. One big hop for Noel. Throws to second. They get one. Cairo to first. Or I should say Delgado's though to first. Is not in time. It's beaten out by Matt Cross. And on that fielder's choice, Winkler forced out at second. One down in the top of the 6th for A. Rebiel Angeles.
Well, normally that's an easy double play if it's turned, but Noel couldn't quite get that ball out of his mitt, Jesse. He had to kind of double clutch, and because of that little instance, that's why Soderstrom was able to get down to first and beat that thing out.
The pitch to Angeles breaks. Tim LeCastro called up by the New York Yankees because Aaron Hicks was placed on the paternity list. He's going to become a dad. Hickman sets. Tied at 2. The pitch. Flat foul off the right side.
I should say Matt Cross, by the way.
Yeah.
For Tyler Soderstrom.
That's right. Well, Tim LeCastro has been the toast of New York. He immediately hit a home run. Then yesterday he scored all the way from first base on a double that, well, it really shouldn't have scored a normal human being, but he's the Flash. Angeles swings and misses a fastball in. 1-2 and a Rebiel. Heading cleanup, he's 0-2 with a ground out to short and a fly out to center. So look up Timmy LeCastro and the Yankees, and you'll find the fans are going nuts for him. Pickoff though to first base. No tag by Naranjo. Not a great, accurate throw from Hickman. Cross diving back in. Hey, you know what college Timmy LeCastro went to?
I don't.
You want to take a flippin' wild guess? Maybe a D3 school? I don't know. Line drive, base hit, Angeles to left. Jonathan Rodriguez on hand, rounding right to grab it and get it in. Cross stopped at second. Angeles has another base knock. And this single sets up runners at first and second with one out.
D3 school?
Yeah, just any D3 school. I don't know. Maybe somewhere in New York. Maybe with the nickname
Ithaca.
The Bombers. There you go.
I was selfishly thinking.
There you go.
I was selfishly thinking Trine, where I went for a year.
Sorry about it. Sorry. Yeah. Lawrence Butler takes a curveball in. 1. Tim LeCastro, like me, like John Vicari, the voice of the Lake County Captains, is an Ithaca College Bomber to the Lansing Lugnuts and now to the Majors. And he's been great in the majors. 1-0. Butler lifts it foul out of play to the left side. Tim LeCastro also has a major league record. Most consecutive stolen bases to start a career without getting caught. Start his major league career. Nobody has ever done that. So you know what that means. When you have a record, the Baseball Hall of Fame asked for his spikes, and his spikes that he used to break that record are in the Hall of Fame. 1-1 for Butler. Down and in.
I think he was kind of bummed he didn't get the even 30.
Yeah, probably.
But still.
Right, magic number.
29. Wow. That's very impressive because it's another level when you get to the majors and those guys behind the plate, they can sling it.
Hitters count, 2-1. Ground ball hit to second baseman Delgado. Grabs, sends it to Martinez. 1, over to first. No. Lawrence Butler beats it out with his great speed. Cross is forced, or I should say Angeles is forced. Matt Cross over to third base, 2 outs for Patrick McCall.
It's a big opportunity right now for the Lugnuts. We've talked about some of the mistakes that the captains have made error-wise in the games against Lansing this year, Jesse. No errors in this half inning, but two opportunities to turn a double play. One in Noel didn't get the ball out of his mitt. The half inning extends, and there Delgado. That's a tough one because it was a slow roller, but they don't turn two, and now a chance for a two-out hit.
Patrick McCall takes ball one down low. And I just keep on coming back at him to the fact that Mason Hickman is susceptible to giving up the long ball. Patrick McCall is a home run hitter. McCall today has walked and struck out. The pitch, breaking ball down and in. Let's go back earlier in the series. In the first game, the score was tied up 1-1. The Lansing Lugnuts then scored 2 runs in the eighth. They won it 3-1. Game two, the score was tied up 1-1. Lugnut scored 3 runs in the seventh, won it 4-1. It's 2-2 right now in the sixth. Runner takes off from first. The pitch, a curveball called a strike. No throw by Fascia as Lawrence Butler steals second base. So now you've got two runners in scoring position with the count 2-1 on Pat McCall. And if we're going right down, right, eighth inning, seventh inning, the tie in this game. 2 outs, the pitch. McCall swings and misses a curveball down. Two balls and two strikes, the count on Patrick McCall. 2 outs, first base open. The 6'6 left-handed batter against Mason Hickman, who's 6'6 himself, the righty. Time called and granted. Now we're ready. It's a 2-2. Strike three called. A fastball in the outside corner. And this threat goes by the wayside. For the Lansing Lugnuts in the top of the sixth inning, a walk and a single. No runs. Two left in scoring position. We've played 5.5 innings from Classic Park. We remain tied up 2-2 between the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 2-2 game between the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Lansing right-hander Grant Holman enters his fourth inning of work out of the pen. He's a piggyback starter in this game following Hogan Harris. He works to the leadoff man, Joe Naranjo. A fastball high. And then the throw back to Holman hit right off the batter, Naranjo, and glances to the left. And the catcher, Matt Cross, immediately checked on Naranjo just to be like, man, I'm sorry, are you good? He's good. He's going to be okay. Left-handed batter waits. Righty throws. A fastball in. On the count, 2 balls and 0 strikes. It's Naranjo, Cairo, and Halpin. 1-2-3 in the Lake County order. Looking to break this 2-2 tie. A 2-ball offering on its way. Ground ball down to first base. Under the waiting glove of McCall. Calls his own number. And takes it himself for out number one. Christian Cairo is coming up next. Cairo is 0-for-1 with a strikeout, and his last time up, a walk. And he and Joe Naranjo scored on the John Kenzie Noel double that knotted the game. He swings the first pitch and bounces to third. Winkler comes in, grabs, throws, and the stretch by McCall for the out. Two down. That one was much more difficult than the first.
Well, that's good stuff right there from Jack Winkler. On the run, and you could see Cairo trying to lay it out there, stretched, and Winkler just too good of a play at third, and a nice quick start to this sixth inning for Holman.
It's Petey Halpin now. Grant Holman has suddenly set down 7 in a row since the Noel two-run double. Halpin takes ball one low and away. 2-2 tie score. You know, Lake County only has 2 hits in the game. Joe Naranjo's single in the fourth, Noel's two-bagger in the fourth. A 1-ball pitch. Inside and low. Petey Halpin 0-for-2. Fly out to left and a fly out to deep right. Right at him. That took Lawrence Butler back to the wall. But he grabbed it. The ballpark held on. The pitch. Low. 3 balls and 0 strikes. On deck is John Kenzie Noel. Probably would rather face him in the seventh. A 3-0. A ground ball past Holman into center field, a base hit. He had the green light. He took advantage. Butler gets it in from center. And a 2-out single for Petey Halpin to set the table for Noel. Lansing 2, Lake County 2. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning with 2 outs and Halpin a threat to run at first. Right-hander against right-hander. Here it comes. Swing and a foul tip held onto by Cross. Strike one. A first pitch slide piece. Brad Holman. With the sign set at the belt, throws, runner moves, pitch grounded, foul up the left side. Petey Halpin just did a wind sprint, sent him right back to first. Really, in this wind, it literally is a wind sprint.
A burner, huh?
Okay, maybe not. Not a gasser either. How would you categorize that?
A fast jog.
Yeah. 0-2, there he goes again, slider down, Matt Cross did not grab it cleanly, there's no play for him, it's a steal of second for Halpin, in a scoring position, as the potential tie-breaking run.
There's a dead sprint.
Okay. I agree. Steady diet of sliders here. Holman looks back at the runner, now the pitch, a grounder foul off to the left side. Got right in on the hands of Noel there. John Kenzie Noel, age 20, 6'1", 180 pounds, and yet he just seems bigger, imposing from the right-hand batter's box. Grant Holman doesn't like the feel of the baseball. Give the man a new ball. On the home plate umpire, Emma Charlesworth Sealer is communicating with the bat boy. She needs more baseballs. And she gets them. And she loads up her hip pockets. And here we go. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 error for the Lake County Captains. And now the 1-2. Down and away. That gets away from Cross. Around to third base, Halpin rounds the bag, hangs tight right there. Cross retrieves. It's a wild pitch. Two balls, two strikes, and Noel.
Well, just when we had mentioned that this inning was rolling along for Holman, and all of a sudden, a couple of bags taken, and now a runner 90 feet away.
The deal. That's fouled back. And that hit off the bat on a check, and especially the home plate umpire, Charlesworth Sealer.
Yeah, the double ricochet right there, and in the chilly temperatures. That's why they have those masks on down there. Thank goodness.
So let's try this again, shall we? Here it comes. A high bouncer down to third. One huge hop for Winkler. The throw across gets Noel. Ends the inning. Halpin is stranded at third. And this is a tie game at 2 as we go to the 7th from Classic Park. It's a good one in the 3rd game of the series. Adam Jackson's coming right back with the call. Lansing and Lake County tied up 2-2.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoya. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
On we push to the 7th, tied at 2 at Classic Park. Lugnuts trying to take the first 3 in this series. They've got work to do, and the offense trying to solve Mason Hickman, the right-hander out of Vandy, in the 7th inning to re-grab the lead. Brian Buelvas, Saheed Valenzuela, and Austin Beck, the 3 slated to come up. 7, 8, and 9 for the Nuts. Hickman's first pitch in there, called strike 1. Mason Hickman, the 3rd pitcher this evening for the Captains, taking over for Torres and Jones. Second pitch in on the hands, fought off down the right field side. Cox on the run, and it bounces in the bullpen area as he just can't get there. About 3 or 4 steps foul. No balls, 2 strikes on Brian Buelvas. Well, he had his first home run of the season last night, did Buelvas. No home runs tonight. Now, the wind has died down from the 10 to 11 miles an hour that it was swirling in the early half innings. But it still is coming in towards home plate. Might be a small ball type of night. Keep everything low, and someone going to eke out this win. Next pitch, high, looping, breaking ball that drops inside. Ball 1 to Brian Buelvas. Here comes the pitch. That just misses 2-2. Guelvas tonight, 0-2. Bottom of the order tonight is 1-6. The only hit coming from Gabriel Maciel that helped lead to the Lugnuts' two-run third inning. The pitch, shot down the right field side. Backing up Cox towards the track, makes the catch. A couple of steps onto the warning track in right field. And there's the first out, a line drive to counter Cox.
I really like that swing, though, by Guelvas, right? He went out, he got it, and then the opposite field power to hit that ball all the way out to the warning track.
So with one out, up comes Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch, up high, ball one. 2-2 our score, we're in the seventh. Game number 18 for the Nuts. The pitch home to the lefty. Breaking ball loops in on the outside corner, and it's strike one. Mason Hickman against the eight hitter, Saheed Valenzuela. Next pitch. That's outside, 2-1. Lansing with just five hits tonight. Captains have just three, though. The pitch. Up high, 3-1. Both teams with two-run half innings, two in the third for Lansing and two in the fourth for Lake County. The 3-1. Swing, and that's shot back towards our way off the facing of the press box. Three balls, two strikes. Remember, we're going to play two tomorrow to make up for the game on Wednesday. 3-2, swinging that shot the other way. Backing up Rodriguez. He's going towards the track and glides in to make the catch. But those are two good swings from both the right and left side of the plate from Guelvas and Valenzuela. Just not enough to get it out. Two line drive outs to open up this seventh inning. So now Austin Beck. He's got his fair share of home runs in professional baseball. First pitch, low and outside. Beck 0-1 tonight, replacing Gabriel Maciel. Two home runs this year for Austin. The pitch, breaking ball drops in, strike one. 2-2, top seven at Classic Park as the dark skies take over, lights on. The pitch, fastball misses away. 2-1. Coming up on 8:30 in the Eastern time zone. The pitch. A little bit wide, 3-1. So doubleheader tomorrow will be at 1:00. Make up for the inclement weather game, the cold weather. Cancellation on Wednesday as Beck swings and misses through that pitch. And it's three balls, two strikes. 50 degrees here tonight. And temperatures have dropped a few degrees since we started just before 6:35. Bases clear, two outs, the 3-2. Breaking ball bounced off of home plate, third base side, hops on the chalk, and then kicks foul before it makes its way to John Kenzie Noel. That one stays fair there. Austin Beck might be safe at first base because of how long it took that ball to come down at third base. It went off the plate and then shot up in the air, but it wasn't hit hard. So unfortunate there for Beck that one went to the left of the line at the last second because it was trending fair three quarters of the way down the line. Mason Hickman's 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He went high fastball outside, and Beck couldn't catch up to it. And that is going to get us to the seventh inning stretch here at Classic Park. The Captains 2, your Lugnuts 2, bottom 7, coming up next from Eastlake, Ohio.
Country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it.
Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Brad Tunney. We are back here at Classic Park in the bottom of the seventh, where we're tied up 2-2 between the Nuts and the Captains. Lansing getting two in the third, and Lake County getting two in the fourth. That has been it. Only eight combined hits, only four combined runs. That's kind of been the story of this series. Lansing came in with the highest ERA in the league, but that's not how this series has played out. The Lugnuts have allowed just two total runs before tonight's game started, so four combined runs. They have pitched it well and getting a good performance again tonight from first Hogan Harris and now Grant Holman as he faces 5, 6, and 7. First pitch, Angel Martinez spoils foul, strike one. Well, we gave you a trivia question back a few half innings ago, and I suppose it's getting to that time we may need to give you an answer. So stay tuned. We'll get you that as soon as Mr. Martinez ends his at-bat. Holman straddles the rubber, turns and throws. The fastball is outside. One ball and one strike. Martinez tonight 0 for 2, flied out and grounded out. Again, just three hits coming from the top few guys in the order tonight. 1-1. Swing and it's kicked back foul, 1-2. It was the fourth inning. Joe Naranjo led off with a base hit, then a walk to Cairo, and then the two-run double from John Kenzie. No seen runs since the fourth inning for either team. And we play here in the bottom of the seventh. Been a good game. The pitch. In there, called strike three. Martinez took it, and the fastball from Holman grabs in on the inner half of the plate, and that's his third strikeout tonight. Great pitch from Holman, and it froze Martinez.
Brad Holman has gotten stronger and stronger as this game's gone on.
Yes, he has, and a guy that normally racks up the strikeouts, only three tonight, but he has still been very effective. Jonathan Rodriguez now steps to the plate, and Matt Cross is going to head out there and talk with Grant Holman. So we asked you, because Mr. Holman threw an immaculate half inning in West Michigan earlier this year, how many pitchers, or who were the three pitchers, I apologize, that have thrown three immaculate half innings in Major League Baseball? Only seven have accomplished the feat more than once in their career. Only three have done it three different times. The first pitch to Rodriguez. In on the hands, and it's ball one. Jesse, did you get any answers? I didn't see any on my Twitter feed. What do you got for me?
Yes, Leanne Cook, writing in from South Bend, writes Sandy Koufax, Chris Sale, and Max Scherzer.
Bingo. Well done, Leanne. How about that? The 1-0. High hopper off a home plate, third base side, foul as it goes to the left of the bag. One ball, one strike. Those are some real good pictures, pitchers rather, and two recent pictures that have accomplished it in Max Scherzer and Chris Sale. How about that? And the great Sandy Koufax, three immaculate half innings. 1-1. Hard hit on the ground. Diving stop by Winkler to his left. Gets up. Rocket to first in time. Jack Winkler. My goodness. What a dirt to his left. And reeled in a rocket off the bat of Jonathan Rodriguez and robs him of a base hit.
Adam, I thought that ball was by him. Somehow, as he laid out to his left, he speared it. He's blown on his right throwing hand right now.
Raynel Delgado steps in. Hard hit on the ground to the right side. Backhand knocked down by Valenzuela. Stays with it, throws to first in time. And that's going to do it for the Captains. 1-2-3 in the seventh, thanks to an excellent defensive play by Jack Winkler. Is there enough room to put a double star in the scorecard for Winkler on that play?
There is always enough room, but yes, yes, you got to believe it.
How about this? Eighth inning coming up next. We're tied at 2. What a great game in game 3 between the Captains and the Nuts. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way when we return.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, let's go to the top half of the eighth inning in a 2-2 game. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. For the top of the eighth, the Lansing Lugnuts will have Johnny Butler, followed by Jack Winkler, then Matt Cross. Butler takes a called strike one. Next offering from Mason Hickman. On the outside corner, strike two called. For the Lugnuts, two runs in the top of the third inning. Jack Winkler, an RBI single. Tyler Soderstrom, an RBI single. That is all for Lansing's offense. Righty Hickman to the lefty Butler, the pitch. Down, ball one. And on the other side, for the Lake County Captains, the hosts, a two-run double hit by Jenkenzi Noel in the fourth inning. And that is all for the Caps. So, the pitch. Butler hits it high and deep to right center. It is hit a ton. It is off the wall and it stays in play. Butler heads for second base as a strong throw comes into short. The ballpark held on, and Johnny Butler opens up the eighth with a double.
How did that ball stay in the park? Oh, my goodness. That was rocketed in a park that this ball soars out of it all the time.
Not tonight.
That one doesn't get out, and now Butler is coming up a little limp.
I get back into this cold climates with these players trying to stretch out and run. And it's Jake Ruthier, the athletic trainer for the Lansing Lugnuts, with the manager, Phil Pohl, meeting with Johnny Butler a third of the way toward third base from second. Johnny Butler is going to exit this game.
That's the third player that's left now for the Nuts. Soderstrom and Maciel and now Butler.
Right. So, pinch runner is going to be needed.
And unfortunately, needed.
I suspect Lázaro Armenteros as an outfielder who was not in the...
I still can't believe that ball didn't get out. That was crushed. He hit it right to the right part, though, as it hit off the top of the wall in right center. If he hits that one to either line, it's gone by a mile. But that's some bad luck there for Johnny Butler, both in terms of it not getting all the way out and then unfortunately having to come out of the game, and hopefully he's okay. And you are right, Jesse. Lázaro Armenteros, the guy that will come in to take his place. And what a great start to this half inning, though, for Lansing with a runner at second.
It's a good news, bad news situation.
Yeah.
Well, Jack Winkler is about to come up. Mason Hickman is staying loose in the cold climes. And Home plate umpire Emma Charlesworth Sealer says, okay, that's enough warm-up pitches. Let's go. Let's play ball. 2-2. Potential tie-breaking run. With the person of the pinch runner Armenteros at second. Nobody out on the top of the eighth. Righty to righty. They are expecting a bunt from Winkler. Is he? No. He swings away and lines one. Right field. That is caught by a sliding Connor Cox. And at second base, Armenteros stays put. That is an outstanding catch by Cox, sliding in from right field. And a star next to it on the scorecard. Now Matt Cross. Well, 3-1, 4-1, the Lugnuts win so far in this series. 2-2 in the eighth, one out, Armenteros at second. Matt Cross takes a curveball down and away. Ball one. Cross came in for Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom finishing 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And Cross 0-for-1 with a fielder's choice. His last time, stranded at third base. Righty throws to righty. The pitch from Hickman. Curveball, outside corner, strike called. Both bullpens are quiet. Hickman looks back, then deals. Fastball high, check swing. Did he go? No on appeal. Two balls and one strike. Just looking at the pitching that we have seen in this game, in addition, Adam, to the defense, Lake County committed two errors, and that helped the Lugnuts in scoring their two runs in the third inning. That has been all. Now here's the pitch. Down and away. Blocked well by the catcher, Fascia. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Lansing Lugnuts error-free ball, just like they were yesterday. Hogan Harris started, went two perfect innings, struck out four for the Lugs. And then Grant Holman, the last five innings. Three hits, two runs, one walk, three strikeouts for Holman. 69 pitches. Hickman with a 3-1. Cross takes, outside for ball four. There are runners at first and second with one out for Eurybiel Angeles, who lined a bullet of a single his last time up against Hickman.
Well, if you could pick one guy that you'd like to come up in a tied game in a later innings with runners in scoring position to start 2022, I don't know if you'd rather have anybody else up than this man right here. He's been excellent from the right side of the plate. Delivered earlier, as Jesse just told you, and what a great opportunity for Lansing to re-grab this lead.
It is Eurybiel Angeles up with two on, one out, top of the eighth, 2-2. He swings and grounds a curveball foul to the left. Entering play today, Eurybiel Angeles, third in the league in base hits. Collected his 22nd hit of the year, his last time up. And this for Angeles is his 18th game. Hickman sets, throws. Line drive right field, that's a base hit. One hop to Cox. Armenteros the windmill. Cox is throwing, one hop. Fascia connects. Both runners move up as the ball bounced away from Fascia, regained by first baseman Naranjo. It's 3-2 Lugnuts in the eighth on Angeles' RBI single.
Well, we just told you, if there's one guy you would have up right now with runners in scoring position, Angeles would be the guy. And Jesse, you talked about it earlier. Phil Pohl has been aggressive in sending runners around third base to test this outfield for the captains. And so far, 2-for-2, and another throw gets away on that effort, which allows the Lugnut runners to advance a base again, just as we saw back in that third inning.
Infield has been drawn in. And here comes the pitching coach for Lake County, Caleb Longshore, out there to visit with Hickman. Before Lawrence Butler can step in, Patrick McCall is the man on deck. So once again, the Lugnuts break a late tie at him in this series.
They have just been so comfortable all of a sudden here in Lake County playing in these tight games. Their offense coming up clutch in late situations. They did it last night. They've done it again tonight. And still, an opportunity to give themselves a little insurance with six more outs to go. And runners at second and third.
team-leading seventh multi-hit game of the year for Eribiel Angeles, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. He's had a tremendous start to 2022. Every time he comes to the plate, you just feel like he's going to get a board, and he does it again there. Good contact, inside-out swing, and the Lugnuts take advantage.
Here now is Lawrence Butler with all those infielders tight. The pitch, a curveball down and in. One ball, no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 with a single, a steal. He's been caught stealing. He struck out. Left-handed batter, 3-2 nuts in the eighth. The pitch. Curveball inside. Two balls and no strikes. They could be treating him carefully now. With first base open, Patrick McCall on deck. And they will intentionally walk Butler. Lawrence down to first base. And bring up Patrick McCall with the bases loaded. One out in the eighth inning. This could become a very big eighth for the Lugnuts. Now, how does Lake County want to play its infield here? You've got the potential of a double play ball, forced at every single base, and yet the infielders stay in. They seriously want to cut off a potential fourth run from scoring. Roddy throws to lefty. Fouled away off to the left side. Now, McCall today walked his first time up against the starter Torres, struck out against reliever Jordan Jones in the fourth, then struck out against Hickman in the sixth inning. Cross at third, Angeles at second, Butler at first. The set and the pitch. A fastball grounded to second. Delgado throws it home. There's a force and no throw from Fascia after that, just looking around. 4-2. Cross forced out at home plate. The infield being drawn in works perfectly. Angeles over to third. Lawrence Butler to second. Pat McCall to first. When there's now two outs in the eighth inning. The batter now, Brian Buelbas. And he homered in this spot yesterday, his first of the year. Righty to righty, 3-2 Lansing. Swing and a miss. Chasing outside. Nothing in one. Now, Brobas is 0-for-3 today with two strikeouts. Last time up, a deep fly out to right field. The native of Monteria, Colombia, waits on Hickman. Here it comes. Curveball waved at and missed. 0-2.
Well, he had his memory timed up with the fastball that he just swung on the pitch before, and Hickman used that excellent arcing curve, and he was way out in front of that one.
Lansing has scored one run already to break a 2-2 tie here in the eighth. Hickman has the count firmly in his favor. Steps off the rubber.
Again, this is a big series right here for the Lugnuts, trying to get some insurance and use it right here.
A two-strike offering on its way. Fastball fought off, foul. Off to the right side. Mason Hickman from Salt Lake City, Utah. Adam, what we have seen from him has been mainly the fastball curve combo. Hickman has a sign from Fascia. Here it is. Down and away, bouncing off to the right side, but the runners stay put. At third base, Angeles didn't want to try it. Hickman quickly came out to cover home plate as Fascia chased it up the right side. One ball and two strikes on Buelbas.
Thought he could have gone there, but I just don't think he read it well enough.
One ball, two strikes. Hickman throws to Buelbas. Curveball buried again. Brian takes ball two. By the way, the NFL draft, everyone's drafting wide receivers. It's just a flow of wide receivers.
Alec Pierce, the last one to go to the Colts from Cincinnati.
After the Steelers got Pickens with Pickett, his quarterback.
There you go. That'll be fun.
2-2 from Hickman. Popped foul directly back over our heads. Buelbas stays alive. This is a good battle. It was quickly strike one, strike two, and the swings didn't look all that great for Brian. Two balls and two strikes. McCall, Butler, Angeles filling the bags. Hickman delivers. Fouled away to the right. Okay now.
Another great at bat from a Lugnut tonight. Come up with the three runs and seven hits.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Hickman finishes it. Side retired. In the end for the Lansing Lugnuts, seven batters come up in the eighth. Three stranded, one scores. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is now Lansing 3, Lake County 2. Six outs away from a third straight win over the Captains.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And now to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts have retaken the lead at 3-2. That, thanks to an RBI single by Eribio Angeles in the top of this eighth. Well, on the bottom of the eighth, it'll be Fascia, Cox, and then the top of the order, and Naranjo for Lake County. And the right-hander, Grant Holman, remains on the bump. Zach Fascia bats left. The first pitch. Line drive left center field. There's green grass out there, and it falls for a base hit. Quickly cut off on the backhand by Armenteros. He fires it in. That holds Fascia to a leadoff single. Next up, Connor Cox. It is the straight switch, by the way, of Armenteros in there in place of Johnny Butler, whom he pinch ran for in the top half. And now does Lake County think about a bunt here?
Well, top of the order coming up next, so this is a big out to be had.
There's a pinch runner, by the way, at first base. Corey Holland with more speed, held on by Pat McCall. Coleman's pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. The Lugnuts, Adam, have had difficulties in nabbing runners trying to steal this year, too. Petey Halpin took second base against Grant Holman back in the sixth inning.
It's never easy, is it?
Why should it be? Where's the fun in that? There's a ground ball foul off to the left. Strike two for Connor Cox. Who lined to short and struck out against Holman already in this game. 3-2 Lansing. Tying run at first. Go-ahead run at home plate. And the pitch. A ground ball hit towards shortstop. Angeles grabs, throws to second. There goes the pinch runner. Although the first is not in time from Valenzuela. Holland forced. Cox now on, taking his spot at first. One away.
Well, it's too bad. You see a ground ball in the infield with a runner at first. You immediately are hoping for a double play, but Angeles had to come over to his right and then throw back across his body. So no chance to get Connor Cox, who moves pretty well, but you get the lead runner. And you get that out as now you go back to the top of the order.
It's Joe Naranjo with a lot of power from the left side. Captain's down 3-2. First pitch, he lifts it foul, fading down the left. Heading off to the tent. Strike one. Naranjo collected his first hit of the series back in the fourth inning. A single through the open left side against Grant Holman. And so the third baseman, Winkler, is currently shifting over to his left, trying to protect that shortstop hole where Naranjo singled. Naranjo 1-for-3. The pitch, runner moves. It's grounded right off of Holman's glove to second baseman Valenzuela. The throw to first retires Naranjo. 1-4-3. Connor Cox moves up to second base.
No harm done there, and sometimes when the pitcher taps it like that, it can throw off where the ball's going to turn its direction towards, but it's a little bit for him, and you weren't going to get the runner at second anyway, so now a chance to get out of this half inning.
It's Christian Cairo. Tying run now at second, two gone, 3-2 Lugnuts. First pitch is outside, ball one. The fourth rounder 3 years ago, Christian Cairo. His father, Miguel Cairo, played in the major leagues for many years. He's the number two hitter in the order, the DH today. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. The set, the 1-0. Fastball up and in. And there is nobody, Adam, warming up in the bullpen for the Lansing Lugnuts as Grant Holman looks to complete six in relief. Here it comes. That's outside. And now it's 3-0 with Petey Halpin on deck. And with that, we do see the bullpen stir, and we will see a reliever start to warm. Although on a night like tonight, I don't know about you, everybody would like to warm up. Not just that reliever. 3-0, taking ball four, low and away. There goes the go-ahead run down to first base.
Well, it was just a couple months ago that this temperature would feel nice, but
yeah,
you give us the taste of the 75 and 80 degree nights. We expect that every night, right?
That's right. I'm in agreement. Hey, how about Sky Moore from Western Michigan going to the Chiefs?
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it.
Pitching coach Gabriel Osuna heads out to the mound for a word with Holman. Connor Cox is at second base. Christian Cairo is at first. Lansing just took the lead in the top half, but the Lugnuts left potential offense on the table. The Nuts had runners at second and third and only one out. Lawrence Butler was intentionally walked, but then Patrick McCall grounded into a force at home plate. And Brian Guelbas struck out, and the Lugnuts left three. So no insurance. And now we will see how important that is, that Mason Hickman escaped the jam.
Is that too cruel of me, Jesse?
No. Not at all.
Okay, good. Congrats to Sky. First. Yeah.
Good for him. Have fun with Patrick Mahomes.
First Mac guy, yeah. He replaces...
Hickman swings and misses the off-speed. The cheetah.
Tyreek Hill, huh?
No pressure.
Glad Sky Moore is not in the Mac anymore. Man, he was running circles around Mac defenses.
The righty throws. Halpin fouls it away to the left. That's back-to-back off-speed stuff from Grant Holman. No balls and two strikes. Halpin has had some good swings against Holman. Flied out to deep right in the fourth. Singled against him in the sixth. On the 0-2 here, he swings and bounces it right to first baseman McCall. Easy hop, stepping to his base. He wins the race against Halpin. And Grant Holman is through six innings of relief today, piggybacking Hogan Harris. A single and a walk stranded. It's 3-2 Lansing on our way to the ninth inning from Classic Park. This is Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
On one side, we have seen 6 innings of relief for Lansing's Grant Holman. On the other side, not quite that far for Mason Hickman, but he's back out to the mound for the top of the ninth. This is his 4th inning out of the pen. Adam Jacks is by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. We've got a doubleheader at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Jeff Criswell and Stevie Emanuels getting the starts for the Lansing Lugnuts against Gavin Williams and Doug Nikhazy, the big draft picks. And then on Sunday, Osvaldo Barrios against Tommy Mace, 1 o'clock p.m. in the finale. But if the Lansing Lugnuts win this one, they will have won their 3rd consecutive and will have set themselves up where they'd only need to win one more to win their first series of the year. Zahid Valenzuela leads off the 9th, taking a called strike from Mason Hickman. The switch hitting Valenzuela bats left. Mikael Ramirez, by the way, now in at the catcher as Valenzuela wriggles one foul off the right side. Bashett led off the bottom of the 8th inning with a single and then was pinch ran for, and so he is now out of the game. Each team is playing with its 2nd catcher. Hickman throws. Valenzuela whacks it foul over the netting on the left side. Now the 0-2 pitch. That's bounced foul. Valenzuela hangs tough. Been a frustrating season at home plate so far for Saheed. He is 0-for-3 in this game, and that now means that he is 1-for-19 for the year. You'd figure at some point that's going to turn around for him. Hey Adam, I just saw that Luke Getteke got drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Let's go! Join Sean Murphy bunting down there on the box. How about that? A couple of chips in the league.
I never understood why Sean Murphy bunting wasn't a baseball player. I mean, the Oakland Athletics would never have Sean Murphy bunting.
Well, Jesse, he's...
Right, he is. There's currently a trainer visit. The catcher Ramirez is being examined by Matthew Beauregard, the athletic trainer for the Lake County Captains, just outside the first base side dugout, looking at his right hand. Oh, you know what they were doing? I think that Beauregard had the nail polish at him, and they were painting his fingers to help Mason Hickman be able to see these signs more clearly.
There you go.
Nobody on, nobody out. 0-2. Valenzuela goes down swinging on a big Hickman curveball. One down. Austin Beck now. Lázaro Armenteros waiting on deck. Lansing's lead is 3-2 in the 9th. I talked with Matt Cross before today about PitchCom and how he liked it. Said he loves it. Here's the pitch to Beck. Outside, ball one. Need to get PitchCom here out of the Midwest League. Matt Cross did say that there was one problem with it. Righty to righty, Hickman to Beck. Foul back off the net. And this is a problem that my thinking is, Adam. They've got to find a way to fix this. Matt Cross said in the 5th inning every single game it died. In the 5th inning. There are 9 innings in a game, sometimes more. 1-1 pitch. Beck takes ball two, skipping in on one hop to Ramirez. One out, nobody on. Beck is 0-for-2. He swings and grounds to shortstop. It is knocked down by Martinez, and then he loses his chance. Hit off his heel, then bounced behind him. Austin Beck is on. That is an error, on the young shortstop, Angel Martinez. It is the third error of the game on Lake County. And we have seen how errors have spelled Lake County's doom. They're two errant runs. Well, the catcher Ramirez is going to go out to the mound. A chat with Mason Hickman. He's walking out there very slowly. All the while, Lake County is hurriedly warming up a lefty in the pen. And now here comes the visit from the Lake County dugout. And let's see if that's going to be all for Hickman. Hickman is currently at 70 pitches. Lázaro Armenteros is going to be the batter. It does not look like Lake County is going to make a move right now. Just the team conference on the mounds. Everybody standing, talking. No urgency from the umpires. And they keep on stealing glances down to the bullpen. And there you go. There's the signal. They waited as long as they possibly could until finally they got word. Is he ready? Yes, he is. The Lake County captains are going to the pen right now.
With dramatic effect there. Just making everybody wait.
That was something else. They did everything they could to buy time. And you know what, Adam? I am not perturbed. That's okay with me. If Lake County goes, we want our new pitcher to come in. We don't want him to come in.
Perturbed.
Too soon. Yeah.
Good word.
Thank you. All right, so to the bullpen they go. In the top half of the ninth inning, with the Lansing Lugnuts leading by a 3-2 score. I believe the new man on the mound is Randy LeBount. LeBeau. Let me make sure that I get that right. Adam, it's Randy LeBeau, L-A-B-A-U-T.
Go Wildcats. The former Arizona Wildcats, 6'1", 200-pounder, selected in the 35th round in 2019. He spent his time with Lynchburg, the low-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. And was them last year, made three starts, only gave up 15 earned runs, 58 strikeouts. So here he comes in this situation as Lugnuts looking to capitalize on another mistake, allowing Austin Beck to reach. And let's see this year for LeBeau. I went tweener there in between both. I apologize. ERA just over three for LeBeau. He's pitched in four games this year, eight innings, and he has not allowed a run yet.
Well, okay.
I apologize. He's given up six runs. I can't have an earned run average above three and not give up any runs. Three walks and 12 strikeouts, but opponents only hitting 167 against the lefty. Sometimes reading is hard.
That's awesome. Well, Lázaro Armenteros will be the batter. Austin Beck, the runner at first base for Lansing. At the top of the ninth inning, I just want you to keep in mind that when we go to the bottom of the ninth, Junkenzie Noel will lead off. Then Angel Martinez and Jonathan Rodriguez. Those are three strong hitters for Lake County. And it's a one-run Lugnuts lead at the moment. Back at first, one out. The pitch to Lázaro Armenteros from the lefty will wait. Pickoff, though, instead, but Beck back in standing. Lázaro pinch ran for Johnny Butler, following Butler's double leading off the top of the eighth inning. And Armenteros came around to score the tie-breaking run on an Angel single. LeBeau throws. Armenteros took it all the way, and it's called a strike at the letters on the inside corner. Fastball to start him. This has been such a well-pitched series by both teams. It's been a far cry from what we saw back in Lansing against Fort Wayne last week. And 0-1. Off speed outside. One ball and one strike. LeBeau gets his sign. Looks at the runner. Deals to Armenteros. fastball waved through. One ball and two strikes in Lazaro. Light shining down upon Classic Park, the new LED lighting here at Classic Park. Pitcher's pitch, 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a fastball away. Two outs. LeBeau went right after Armenteros with the hard stuff. And so that's going to bring up Jack Winkler. Adam, I like their LED lighting here. The bottoms of the poles, maybe I should say the middle section of each poles, it's colored blue.
Have you noticed that at Jackson Field?
Is it blue at Jackson Field
too?
No. Here's the pitch. Jack Winkler takes it outside. Ball one. Is it red?
It's red. All yeah, right. There's a little glow like that too. I don't know if it's as prominent as the blue here, like down the line, but like right by the lights, there's a red glow by it. It's definitely noticeable. Look
at Light District at Jackson Field.
Might be.
1-0. Fouled straight back by Winkler. One ball, one strike on Jack Winkler, the third baseman, the number two hitter in the starting lineup. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single, a walk, and a run scored. And each of the times that they've gotten him. Flied out to deep right in the first. Lined out to right with a great sliding catch made by Connor Cox to rob him in the eighth. Now in the ninth, 3-2, Lansing leads, batting with a runner at first, two outs. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. They appeal the check swing, but he didn't go. Bases umpire Brian Van Franken says, nope. Two balls, one strike on Winkler. And it's the sort of crowd where you can hear the individual fans shouting out to the field. LeBeau's 2-1. Foul to the screen. LeBeau is mainly sticking with the fastball, with every now and then dropping in the slider. Two balls and two strikes is the count. The third baseman, Winkler, waits on LeBeau. The southpaw sets. He deals. Skied in the infield. First baseman Naranjo gives way. Second baseman Delgado comes in. Delgado has the catch. And that is a scoreless top of the ninth inning for the Lugnuts offense against Hickman and LeBeau. The error does not hurt Lake County. One runner left on. We're going to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Our score, the Lugnuts 3, the Captains 2. Lansing 3 outs away from a third straight win at Classic Park.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Jonkenzie Noel will lead things off for the Lake County Captains, going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Captains trailing the Lugnuts by a 3-2 score. Noel, Martinez, Rodriguez, Lansing 3 outs away from the win. And the new man on the mound for the Lugnuts, replacing Grant Holman, who fired 6 innings after leaving Hogan Harris to begin the third. It is Daniel Martinez who takes over.
Well, Daniel Martinez trying to get the Lugnuts their third straight victory for the first time this year, and he has struck an ERA up over 20 because he's allowed 10 runs in four innings of work, nine of which have been earned, seven walks, and just two strikeouts, and opponents batting up over 350. So what an opportunity here to start turning things around, try and keep the captains off the board and secure this save.
Righty throws to righty. John Kenzie Noel takes ball one down low. Adam, I think a big key for Martinez is how he begins, just with his command. In his appearances so far this year, he has walked the leadoff batter three times out of four. 1-0. There's a called strike, working the outside corner.
First save opportunity for Daniel Martinez, and you're right. I mean, any pitcher coming in late innings, you get that first batter, it certainly helps a ton.
The pitch to Noel. He misses outside. Two balls and one strike. John Kenzie Noel is 1-for-3, and what a one. A two-run double that has applied all of Lake County's offense to this point. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball misses inside. And now it's 3-1. Three to two Lugnuts. A Rubiel Angeles' RBI single in the eighth right now, supplying the difference. Here's the pitch. That's up. Martinez has walked him. You know what it was? Time ran out on Martinez before he got that pitch away. So it was going to be ball four whether or not he threw. Martinez has walked Noel, and the tying run is on to open up the bottom of the ninth. Here's Angel Martinez, switch hitter batting left. Is he bunting? No. He takes ball one high.
Let's go, captains.
Martinez has popped to short, grounded to first, struck out looking. Noel at first, held on by McCall. Low. Two balls and no strikes. Final line for Grant Holman. Six innings, four hits, two runs. He walked two. He struck out three. Martinez throws to Martinez. High fly deep right back at the wall. It is gone. And Lake County wins. A two-run walk-off homer for Angel Martinez. He wins the Battle of the Martinezes. And Lake County prevails 4-3. And that is the first home run of the year for Angel Martinez.
That's a tough one. The Lugnuts played an excellent game. They take a late lead in the ninth, have a chance to win three straight for the first time this year. And after all the balls that we've seen head to the warning track in the wall in this game, and that one gets out, and the frustrations continue for Daniel Martinez to start this 2022 campaign.
We'll be right back with the post-game show. That is after this. Lansing falls 4-3 in Lake County.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little... So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Lansing Well, Lake County takes its first win of the series, and they do so in dramatic fashion. They come from behind. They trail 2-0. Junkenzie Noel tied it up with a two-run double in the fourth, and then more dramatically in the bottom of the ninth inning, down 3-2 after an Aribiel Angeles RBI single gave the Lugnuts the lead in the eighth. Well, in the bottom of the ninth inning, Daniel Martinez came in. He walked Junkenzie Noel, and Angel Martinez took him out to right. A two-run homer, Martinez's first home run of the year, and that's it. 4-3, Lake County walks off. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. This is Lansing Lugnuts postgame. And Adam, do you want to begin at the end or the beginning?
Well, I think you got to begin at the end with how that one just concluded. And that's a stinger right there because, I mean, you're up the entire game. You pitched it so well and only had given up two runs. And unfortunately, you gave up the first home run of the game and it turns into a walk-off. So that's a tough one, especially knowing you win this game, Jesse. You're a win away with three opportunities left to close out your first series victory of the season, which that's a big moment for Lansing, knowing that they had just dropped 5-6 against Fort Wayne, and you're coming here on the road. So just a really tough way to lose tonight with how well the Lugnuts pitched it and played defensively and came up with some timely hits to give them an advantage heading into the ninth inning.
3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for the Lansing Lugnuts. 8 left on in the loss. For the Lake County Captains, 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, and 4 left on in the win. Caps improved to 8-10. Lugnuts fall to 6-12. Lugnuts' 2-game winning streak is now done. Adam, in the losing cause for the Lansing Lugnuts, let's begin with the starting pitcher all the way back at the start. Hogan Harris got the start, and he exited after walking 2. He looked really sharp tonight.
Yeah, I think you really take away both Harris and Holman. They were excellent, but especially for Harris, you know, he's coming back. He's had some real tough injury issues. First time pitching since 2019 when he took the hill last Sunday. So to see him come back out and go 6 up, 6 down, it's a small stint, but it's a small step in the right direction to see him go through a talented Lake County order, get 4 strikeouts, certainly help the Lugnuts get off to another good start in this third game of the series.
Well, Hogan Harris, the first 2 innings. Grant Holman came in, and, okay, you can say, he gave up the 2-run double to Junkenzie Noel. Adam, that was all he gave up.
Yeah, he was excellent. I mean, again, it's tough to shut teams out, you know, and Holman was excellent. He gave up the 2 runs, and then, as you mentioned, he got stronger as the game went on, didn't rack up a ton of strikeouts and, you know, had a couple of walks. But for the most part, he kept this captain offense very quiet. And then as soon as he exits, that's when Lake County pounces and gets back in the scoring column. So it shows you how well he pitched to shut them down outside of that fourth inning, his entire outing through 6 innings tonight.
You mentioned exits. Let's talk about the exits. The Lugnuts began this game with 3 members of the starting lineup who were not around when it ended. Tyler Soderstrom left, Gabriel Macia left, Johnny Butler left. It's going to be something to watch looking forward to see when those guys return to action.
Yeah, it's always tough in April because you flirt with the warm temperatures and then you go back down to, you know, 50, 40 degrees. We didn't have playable conditions because of chilly weather on Wednesday, so April is always a difficult month because it's the first full month of the season for these guys to kind of get in that rhythm of playing games 6 out of the 7 days in the week. And then you're trying to deal with the temperatures and the Midwest conditions. So hopefully it's just little precautionary things, and hopefully everybody's, for the most part, as healthy and can be and come back ready to go soon.
That's another doubleheader. 4 series, 4 doubleheaders. It's a twin bill, 2 7-inning games, beginning at 1 p.m. But wouldn't you know it, the throwing partners, Jeff Criswell and Stevie Emanuels, start both ends. What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
I need a win for the Lugnuts, Jesse, because they've been swept a couple of times in these doubleheaders. They have not played well in these doubleheaders. So I think the main goal now is certainly you'd love to win 2, but you got to find a way to win 1 against a couple of the big pitching prospects in this Guardians affiliate that you're going to see here at the high A level tomorrow. So try and win 1 and give yourself an opportunity to win the series on Sunday. Obviously, if you can get 2, that's great, but you're going to have to come out and pitch it as well as you've been pitching it in this series to try and take one or two games tomorrow.
So that's what's coming up. Gavin Williams, Doug Nikhazy on the other side. We know what those guys are.
They're pretty good.
That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. Lansing Lugnuts fall 4-3. A walk-off two and a homer by Angel Martinez with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth wins it for Lake County. Adam, good to be back broadcasting with you.
Yes, indeed, Jesse. We'll do it again tomorrow. Just add one more game.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Till tomorrow, 1 o'clock p.m., the first pitch of game one. So Adam and I will be on the air, what do you say, about, 12:40?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay. Till then, we wish you well. Have a great rest of your Friday night. Enjoy what the third round of the NFL draft already in progress. Good night from East Lake, Ohio. He's Adam Jaxa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.